Good morning.
Blog Talk Radio.
We thank the Lord for being here today.
Thank you, Lord. You're welcome.
Thank Him for His goodness, His mercy extended unto us. Thank Him for all that He has done. Amen. Thank you for each and every one being out today. I didn't get to speak to some of you this morning after Sunday school, Brother Jackson. Good to see you, but thank the Lord. Sometimes goes a little fast in between there, but thank God that we are here. Thank God He is blessing. He's brought us through. Good to see Sister Carol here, Sister Regina. Sister Holmes is online. Trusting others are on the way. Just thankful that God has blessed us to be here. Amen. Amen. He's been so good to us. And His goodness and mercy extended unto us each day. His mercies are new. Amen. And the Bible said, great is His faithfulness. Great is His faithfulness unto us. Thank God for that. Thank God. Amen. And Sister Lillian on, and thank God for her too, and ask God's continued blessings upon her. Thank God for all those who are online, who've called in and who are listening in. We thank God for them and ask God's blessings be upon them likewise too. Let us look to the Lord for a brief word of prayer. Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, as we call upon Your precious and holy name, we truly want to thank You for all Your manifold blessings that Thou hast bestowed upon us to stay. We want to thank You, Lord God, for Your hand of mercy and love that was with us throughout last night as we slept and slumbered the night away. You blessed us, Lord God, to rise this morning clothed in our right mind, and You've given us the activity and use of our limbs. And You've blessed us, Lord, with a reasonable portion of health and strength and well-being. And as far as we know, Lord God, each and every one of our family members are still in the land of the living. And for this, we want to say thank You. Father, we don't take these things for granted, Lord God, because we know many that lay down last night did not rise this morning. But Lord, You saw fit, dear Heavenly Father, to allow us to rise up this morning. And for this, we want to give You thanks and praise and glory and honor. We thank You for all the children being here today, Lord God, and ask Your continued blessings upon them. We thank You, Lord God, even for the prayer requests that they made in Sunday school, Lord God, when they were asking that You, thanking You for their family, Lord God, thanking You for blessing them to have a church family and even having a regular family, Lord God. We thank You, Lord God, to hear that coming out of our young people's mouths. And we ask Your continued blessings be upon them, Lord God. We pray that they get rest in their bodies, Lord God. We understand they were out late last night, but allow them to get the rest that's needed so they'll be able to attend school on tomorrow, dear Father, as they resume, dear Father, after their spring break. We just pray, Lord God, that Your blessings continue to be upon their parents, Lord God, as they allow them to come to hear the word of God, to be taught, dear Heavenly Father, the truth of Your eternal word. Father, we thank You, Lord God, for all that are online and ask Your continued blessings be upon each and every family, Lord God, that is online. We thank You, Lord God, for the saints of God, dear Heavenly Father, who are able to call in and hear the word. Ask a special prayer and blessing upon Sister Ferris Day, dear Heavenly Father. We know, Lord God, that she's been having some issues with her heart, dear Heavenly Father. Issues, Lord God, with her, breathing or not, pumping it all the way, dear Heavenly Father. But, Lord, You know all about our dear sister, and ask a special prayer and blessing upon her there in Boston along with her family. Ask that You would continue to look down upon her with favor, Lord God. Continue to be her guide and her direction and the strength she so desperately stands in need of. Remember our dear sister Marvinia there in New York, dear Father. We thank You for her and ask a special prayer and blessing upon her likewise. Praying, dear Father, for our dear sister down in Florida, Lord God, Sister Sanders and her family, Lord God. We thank You and praise You and honor You, Lord God, on her behalf, dear Heavenly Father. Thank You for her words of encouragement, Lord God. From time to time, she sends us, Lord God, and letting us know, Lord God, that she's still part of the family of God. We thank You for that and ask that You would continue to bless our dear sister in her endeavors. Father God in heaven, we don't take our salvation lightly, dear Heavenly Father. So, Lord God, as we serve You, Lord God, we serve You in the beauty and holiness of Thy eternal word. And so, Father, we pray, Lord God, for each and every soul this day, dear Heavenly Father, that has felt it well to call in, to hear the words, dear Father, to know, dear Father, to want to know more about Thee, dear Heavenly Father. Likewise, we ask a special prayer upon Sister Webb and her family, Lord God. She has asked us to remember them in prayer in a special way, Lord God. She said that they have found another hernia, Lord God. And so, Lord, we're praying for our dear sister, dear Father. We know, Lord God, she has been struggling in her body, dear Father, with these afflictions, Lord God. But, Father, we know that you're able to do all things but fail. We know, Lord God, it's as many of the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them from them all. And so, Lord God, we just thank you for knowing that, dear Heavenly Father. We pray, Lord God, that you would remember our sister and ask that you would continue to bless her in body, spirit, mind, and soul. Remember her children, Lord God, her grandchildren. Remember her companion, dear Heavenly Father. Remember her sisters and brother, dear Father. Ask a special prayer and blessing be upon the entire Webb family, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we want to thank you, Lord God. Likewise, this morning, as Sister Carol is out with us, dear Father, and how you have blessed her, Lord God. Good to see her beautiful smile upon her face. Good to see her pressing on, dear Heavenly Father, in spite of, Lord God, the affliction in her body. We thank you, Lord God, and how this sister, Lord God, is such an inspiration to us, such a testimony, Lord God, of your goodness and your mercy and your grace, dear Heavenly Father. Ask that you would continue to bless her in every way she stands in need of. Continue to be her guide and her direction, dear Heavenly Father, this very day. Likewise, we thank you for Sister Regina, Lord God. It was good to see her this morning. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done for our dear sister and all that thou art doing, knowing that she had an appointment this past week, Lord God. And we're thanking you, Lord God, that she's here today, dear Heavenly Father. Likewise, remember her daughter, Lord God. On next month, Lord God, I believe it is, she's due to go in for surgery on her legs, dear Father, or knees, dear Father. And so, Lord, we just ask a special prayer and blessing upon Deborah, dear Father. This is Sister Regina's caretaker, and so we, Lord God, know, dear Father, that, Lord God, and she is her daughter, her only daughter, Lord God, and we know she's concerned about her, not only just concerned because of going in for the surgery, but concerned for her soul, dear Heavenly Father. So we pray a special prayer and blessing to be upon Deborah, and likewise Erica and Shanice and little Anthony, Lord God. Father, we just thank you, dear Father, for all the saints being here this morning. Sister Smith, Lord God, being in the house of God, and ask a special prayer and blessing upon her family. Likewise, her only daughter, Yolanda, dear Father. Remember her sister, dear Father. Remember her grands and great-grands, Lord God, and nephews, dear Heavenly Father. Father, we just thank you for each and every one of the saints of God, not only here in this house of God, but all over, dear Heavenly Father. We know, Lord God, that you are God, dear Father, of the universe, dear Father, that you have more than just this congregation saved, but you've got people all over this world that know you, Lord God, and live for you, dear Heavenly Father. And we ask a special prayer and blessing upon our brothers and sisters in the Lord, especially those who are in mission fields, Lord God, especially those who may have been in Haiti, Lord God, and working, dear Heavenly Father. There were a lot of schools and a lot of places, Lord God, that were open to help out those children that are in a depressed condition, dear Father. But, oh, Lord God, we know that the hand of the enemy, Lord God, has gotten in, dear Father, and many things have shut down, Lord God, because of all the things that are happening, dear Heavenly Father. We pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you would remember the people, Lord God, of Haiti. Likewise, remember in a special way, Brother Joseph's family that is there, dear Heavenly Father. As Sister said on today downstairs, Lord God, that we don't know the people there, but we're still praying for them, Lord God. But we do know Brother Joseph, who has family there, Lord God. So we're asking, Lord God, a special prayer upon Brother Joseph's family, Lord God. Remember his children. Remember his companion. Father God in heaven, we beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Likewise, we ask, dear Heavenly Father, that thou would remember, Lord God, the families here in Ohio, Lord God, that have gone through the tornadoes, dear Father. Oh, the devastation in the land, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, the destruction, Lord, we saw, dear Father. Oh, when the dawning of the day came about, dear Heavenly Father, we could see, Lord God, that, oh, dear Father, your mighty hand was at work, dear Father. We could see, Lord God, that many, Lord God, some lost their lives, dear Father. Remember those families of those members that have lost their lives, dear Father. We pray and lift them up to you, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, when we think about all that they went through, Lord God, listening to many of them on there, dear Father, lost everything that they had, dear Heavenly Father. But we know we serve a merciful God, and we serve a loving God and a gracious God, dear Heavenly Father. I know some will say, Lord, well, why did the Lord allow it to happen? Oh, dear Father, we know that the scripture says, dear Heavenly Father, the scripture concerning our times in which we are living right now. He said, whether it's correction upon the earth or correction of mankind, Lord, these things are going to happen, Lord God. Maybe even happening to the saints of God, dear Heavenly Father. But Lord God, we know you're able to deliver us out of it, dear Heavenly Father. We know, Lord God, that as Job said, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the Lord. Amen. And so, Lord, we thank you for that, dear Heavenly Father, and ask that you would bless, dear Heavenly Father. Remember my dear brother Myron, Lord God, who lives in that area, dear Heavenly Father, outside of it, Lord God. As I share with Sister Blake and them, I was on the phone with him, Lord God, during that time, and he had to rush off the phone because they had to take shelter. But, Lord, we just thank you, Lord God, that they're all right, dear Heavenly Father. Ask your continued blessings be upon them, dear Heavenly Father. Likewise, we ask in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would remember, dear Heavenly Father, our neighborhood in which this church resides, dear Heavenly Father. We look out this morning, we can see some activity again, Lord God, in the house across the street, Lord God. So we're still going to continue, Lord God, to lift it up to you, dear Heavenly Father, because we know you're able, Lord God, to bring it down, dear Heavenly Father. You're able to close it up, dear Heavenly Father. No doubt in our mind, dear Heavenly Father, that you are able, dear Heavenly Father. And so, Lord, in the precious name of Jesus, we ask that you would hear our humble cry on behalf of this house across the street, dear Heavenly Father, this house where, Lord God, they're dispensing drugs to souls, dear Heavenly Father. Souls are going in there, Lord God, and grows, dear Heavenly Father, to purchase these drugs, dear Heavenly Father, and will walk right on the sidewalk of the house of God to get across the street, Lord God, when all they have to do is come across the street and hear about Jesus, yes, the one who's able to save their soul, the one that's able, dear Heavenly Father, to turn them around from a life of drugs, a life of sin, a life of smoking, a life of drinking, a life of any, carousing, all those things. You're able to turn them around, dear Heavenly Father, but yet the enemy has convinced them that this is a better way for them, dear Father. So we pray for their souls this morning and ask in the name of Jesus that you speak to their hearts, dear Heavenly Father. Likewise, we ask a special prayer and blessing upon, dear Heavenly Father, other families, dear Heavenly Father, who have unsaved loved ones, dear Father. All of our families, Lord, we're dealing with it, dear Heavenly Father. Dealing with souls, dear Heavenly Father, within our own family, dear Father, that do not know thee yet in the free pardon of their sins. And so, Lord, we lift them up to you, dear Heavenly Father, this morning and ask that you speak to their hearts, dear Heavenly Father. Bring them out to hear the word of God. We've had so many promises of many saying they're coming out, dear Heavenly Father, but haven't seen them as of yet, dear Father. But Lord God, we're still going to hold out, dear Heavenly Father, because we know you're able to do all things but fail. And so in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just ask, Lord God, that you would add to the church such as should be saved. We pray, Lord God, that you would bring souls, dear Heavenly Father, to hear your word, dear Heavenly Father, to know more about thee, Lord God. As you said in the word of God, forsake not the assembling of ourselves together as a manner of such is, the more we see the day approaching. And Father, we can see the day approaching. Sister was praying even earlier today about all the devastation in the land, dear Father, that happened, dear Father, over this weekend, Lord God, shootings and killings and people going into eternity. Oh, Father God in heaven, we pray that the mankind will get a hold of the word of God, Lord God. Mankind will hear, dear Heavenly Father, what you're trying to say, what the Spirit is trying to say to the church, dear Heavenly Father. We pray in the precious name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would remember all the saints of God. Ask a special prayer and blessing upon Sister Isabella Scott, Lord God. We understand she's in the hospital now, Lord God. We understand that her mass has grown, dear Father. Understand, Lord God, that she was due to go into surgery on tomorrow, Lord God, but they don't know if that's going to take place or not, Lord God, waiting for some tests to be ran. But, Lord God, she did send word to say hello to all the saints, dear Heavenly Father. She sent word because she knew we were praying, Lord God, and we're lifting her up, dear Heavenly Father. Remember Brother Scott and his family in a special way, Lord God. We know, Lord God, it's got to be hard and heavy on their hearts, dear Heavenly Father. We know, Lord God, that this is something, Lord God, many of us have already been through, Lord God, where our parents were sick, Lord God. Our parents were down, dear Father. And, Lord God, that you did not see fit to heal them, dear Heavenly Father, when you took them away, Lord God. But that's all right, Lord God. They were serving you, Lord God. Oh, they declared, dear Father, the salvation years ago, Lord God. That old account had been settled long ago, and they were serving you, Lord God. And so we thank you, Lord God, and ask in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you be with Brother Scott and his family, Lord God. Be with Sister Scott, likewise. Sister Fran, dear Father. Oh, we pray, dear Father, whatever our mother-in-law needs, Lord God, help them to be able to be there to supply it, dear Heavenly Father. Because we know you will supply it, dear Father. We know you will give it to them, Lord God. Remember Brother Scott today, Lord God. He shared with me even on yesterday. He has a speaking engagement today, Lord God, and then in Cincinnati, Lord God. And so we ask that you would bless and be with him, Lord God. Clear his mind, Lord God. Help him, Lord God, to focus on the word, dear Heavenly Father. No doubt in our mind, dear Father, he'll be thinking about his mother. But, Lord, help him to focus on your word, dear Father. Because, Lord God, you will take care of that too. Amen. Father, we pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would remember Sister Blake this morning. I thank you for her and ask your special prayer and blessing be upon her, Lord God.
Be with her, Lord God, in every way she stands in need of. Thank you, Lord God, for her faithfulness unto thee. Ask a special prayer likewise upon Sister Millicent, Lord God, and ask that you would be with her, Lord God, as she leads a devotional service. We thank you for this dear sister and all the work that she does here in the house of God likewise, and ask a special prayer and blessing upon her, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that she was saying there, Father, that she had some things blown around in her yard. Her fence came down, Lord God, but we thank you, Lord God, that it was minimal damage, Lord God, compared to what some others went through. But we thank you, Lord God, that you brought her through. Likewise, we ask a special prayer upon Sister Holmes, Lord God. She's on the phone, dear Father. Thank you for her, dear sister. Thank you for her faithfulness. Thank you for her love for the saints and her love for you, dear Father, first and foremost. Thank you, Lord God, for all that Sister Holmes means to us, dear Heavenly Father. Because, Lord, when we hear her voice, Lord God, it just makes us think about how good you have been to each and every one of us. How good you have been, Lord God, to allow us to have this dear sister in our presence, Lord God, at 97 years old. And, oh, Father, still on fire for the Lord, still desires to be here in the house of the Lord, just unable body-wise, Lord God. But we thank you for that and ask that you would continue to bless her and be with her. Remember her family who cares for her so desperately, Lord God. We ask in the name of Jesus you bless each and every one of them individually and collectively, Lord God. Likewise, we thank a special prayer for Sister Lillian, Lord God, and what you're doing for this dear sister. Oh, thank you, Lord God. Every Wednesday we hear how strong her voice is. We hear how, Lord, when she gets on, dear Father, and she says, hello, dear Heavenly Father, we can hear how you're bringing her through, Lord God, and blessing her, Lord God, strengthening her, Lord God. We thank you for that and ask your blessings upon our dear sister. We know she's been through a lot, dear Heavenly Father, but you have brought her through. You've been right there with her all the way, dear Heavenly Father. All the way, as the song says, my Savior leads me. You've been right there with Sister Lillian and bringing her through. And so we thank you for that and ask that you would continue to bless her, Lord God, and be with her in every way she stands in need of. Remember her home, dear Heavenly Father. Remember James Allen, Lord God, in a special way, Lord God. We know that he helps out, dear Heavenly Father. Ask that you would speak to his heart, dear Heavenly Father. Help him, Lord God, to know, dear Father, truly know you, to truly know you as God, dear Heavenly Father. Help him to know, dear Father, the way of salvation. Help him to know, Lord God, that, Lord God, you know, he made a commitment. He made a confession, Lord God. But, Lord God, if he's not standing on that, Lord God, you're going to hold him for it. Because he said, he that knoweth to do it, then do it, then not to him. It is sin. Likewise, remember Shantae Willis, Lord God, we pray of thee in the name of Jesus. Keba Robinson, Lord God, remember her, Lord God. We haven't seen her in a while, Lord God. Remember her, dear Father. Likewise, we ask a special prayer of Mr. Dalton. Haven't seen him out, dear Father. And ask that you would remember him too, Lord God. We just pray for these souls, dear Heavenly Father, and ask that you would remember them. Remember PJ, Lord God, in a special way, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Even on yesterday, I was able to talk to him, Lord God. I trust that he'll be here today, Lord God, and be with him, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, my God in heaven, we just pray, Lord God, that you would remember the lost. Remember the souls, dear Father. We just thank you this day for your plan of salvation, Lord God. Thank you for your love to mankind. When we look around and see all the destruction in our land, dear Father, we know, Lord God, that time is winding up. You said sooner than we think, even near, even at the door, dear Heavenly Father. Remember, Lord God, our brethren, dear Father, our trustees. Remember Brother Levester and Brother Maurice as they prepare for our upcoming Bible study week, Lord, in May. We pray a special prayer upon Brother Levester and Brother Maurice, Lord God, as you guide them, Lord God. As you guide them into what you would have for them to say and to do, Lord God, during that week, dear Father. Likewise, we pray for ourselves, Lord God, that we will prepare ourselves, dear Heavenly Father, to be ready to receive, dear Heavenly Father, your word. We likewise ask in the name of Jesus that you would remember Brother Levester's family, his daughters, Lord God. Remember his son, dear Father, his grands, dear Father. Thank you for allowing Brother Reggie to see another birthday, 77 years, Lord God. Thank you for that and ask your continued blessings upon our dear brother in every way he stands in need of. Remember the Robert Williams family, dear Father, Brother Williams family and his family, dear Heavenly Father, and ask a special prayer upon them. Remember his mother-in-law. We know she's sick, Lord God. Remember his companion. Remember his children, Lord God, his daughters, dear Father. Pray a special prayer and blessing upon them likewise. Remember Brother Byrene and his family, his daughter, his son, his wife, dear Heavenly Father. Ask your continued blessings be upon them. And remember Brother Maurice and Sister Lawrence downstairs with the children, Lord God. Thank you for what you've done for them. And thank you for what you've done for Sister Lawrence and all the praise that she has given to you, Lord God. Oh, we just thank you and praise you and honor you, Lord God, for everything that you have done. Likewise, we ask a special prayer upon Sister India. We don't see her as of yet, but remember her in Little Infinity, Lord God. We know, Lord God, they were at one time they weren't feeling well, but they were able to get out last, Lord, today, and we thank you for that. ask that you would continue to bless our dear sister in every way she stands, Anita. Now, Father God in heaven, remember those who are still on their way. We don't see the Belt and Crew as of yet, and we don't see, Lord God, others that are normally here. But, Lord God, we're just going to thank you. We're going to thank you in advance, Lord God, for traveling mercies over the highway. We're going to ask, Lord God, that you would have thine own way in the services today, Lord God. You've already given the word, dear Father. You've already shown me what you want me to preach, dear Heavenly Father. So, Lord, I ask that you let your words come to pass, dear Heavenly Father. I ask that you will use me to your glory and to your honor, Lord God, that I'll be a fit vessel for you, dear Heavenly Father. All my aim, Lord God, is to do your will, dear Heavenly Father. My aim, Lord God, as you have shared with me, Lord God, with the vision you have for me, is to draw souls to the kingdom of God. To, Lord God, to focus their Heavenly Father on souls, dear Father, getting saved, dear Heavenly Father. And, Lord, I believe in my heart I've done what you've asked me to do, Lord God. And as I continue to run this race, Lord God, help me, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, to be all that you have called me out to be, Lord God. I want to be your servant, Lord God. I want to do what you have said for me to do, Lord God. I don't want the blood, dear Heavenly Father, of anyone upon my hands, dear Heavenly Father. So, therefore, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, help me to warn, dear Father, when you have asked me to warn. Help me, Lord God, as the word of God, as you told us in the word of God, you said in your word, you said the word of God is there for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be thoroughly perfect. Help me, Lord God, to be able, Lord God, to show, Lord God, when we need to examine ourselves and to do the things that we need to do to make sure we are right with you, dear Heavenly Father. Lord God, remember our president and our vice president. Remember our world leaders, Lord God, and or lack thereof, dear Heavenly Father. Remember these countries, Lord God, that are having elections, Lord God, that are driven, dear Father, by fear and driven, dear Father, by dictators, dear Heavenly Father. We pray, Lord God, for these souls, dear Heavenly Father. Because, Lord God, we know these things are not according to your word, dear Heavenly Father. Now have thine own way, Lord God, we beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Bless us and see us through. Continue to be our guide and our direction, Lord God. And we'll be so careful this morning to give your name all the praise and all the glory and all the honor. Lord, if there's anyone we've forgotten to pray about and you're bringing to my mind, Sister Malita in the media room, Lord God, remember her, Lord God, as she's drawing in souls, dear Heavenly Father, as she's working, Lord God, to make sure the equipment, Lord God, is running, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you, Father, dear Father, because you provided it, dear Father. And we thank you for the means that you have given to provide, dear Heavenly Father, for this equipment, Lord God, to use to your glory and to your honor. Continue to bless those who have jobs, Lord God. Those are retirement checks or Social Security checks, Lord God, that we're able to bring in our tithes and offerings, Lord God, that your house, dear Heavenly Father, might be filled. So we thank you, dear Father. Have thine own way, and we'll be so careful this morning to give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor due unto thee. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you for hearing and answering our prayers. Amen.
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 So we turn to page 355 and I worship the Lord. Praise God for his word. Praise God for his word. From his pages divine came the light of his love to this poor heart of mine. I had wandered afar in the byways of sin, when the light of his truth to my heart entered in. Praise God for his grace, which in pages unfold, for the story of love which will never grow old, for the light on Christ's pathway which reads from his pages. Praise God for his word, blessed book of the ages. Praise God for his word, for the heavenly light, it is sending afar into sin's dark night.
word of our God, and forever sing to earth and heaven may pass, but it standeth secure. Praise God for his grace, which his pages unfold, for the story of love which will never grow. For the light on life's pathway, which reads from its pages, praise God for his word. Blessed book of the ages.
Amen.
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 Amen. Blessed book of the ages. Glory to God this morning. All praise to his holy name. It's so good to be in the house of God this morning, to be with the saints and the house of God this morning. Amen. Brother Willis, so glad to see you this morning. Thank God. Amen. For all of his blessings, thank God for the Belton family this morning. Glad to see them, each and every one. We're so glad for those who are, as Pastor prayed, those who are in the media room, those who are downstairs. Just God is just so good. Amen. And his blessings endure. We have showers of his blessings. Amen. Every day of our lives. We give honor to our pastor this morning. So glad that she is here. She's thanking God for the message that he has given her. And so we thank God. We have not yet heard it. But we're thanking God in faith, knowing that it's what we need this morning. And so we thank God for his message and the messenger this morning.
Amen.
Our responsive reading.
Make sure.
Yes, our responsive reading is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 15 through 20. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 15 through 20. Again, thank God for his word.
Amen.
Blessed book of the ages.
Amen.
Amen. And we will read responsibly. Know ye not that your bodies are the members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them the members of an harlot? God forbid.
What? Know ye not that he which is joined to an harlot is one body? For two, saith he, shall be one flesh.
But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit.
Flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body. But he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body.
What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own together? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Amen. Amen. If people know that, people really believe that in their hearts, they'll live so that that is manifested in their body. If they believe that they've been bought with a price, if they're saved and they believe that the precious blood of Jesus bought their salvation, then they'll glorify God in their body and in their spirit, which are God's. Amen. We are not our own. Again, so glad to be in the house of God this morning. glad to see each one. And Brother Willis, we've missed you. We're so glad to see you. Glad to see you. Been praying for you. Amen. And glad Sister Carol is here as Pastor prayed. And glad God's given her strength day by day, by day. Amen. So glad. Glad to see our young people. Glad to see our children. Thank the Lord for them, and we want to encourage them. We don't want to discourage them, but we want to encourage them to continue to come to the house of God. Amen. Amen. We're glad to always see them because we know that God is blessing. God is able to bless. We know that every good gift and every perfect gift comes from God. He allows us to pray for these. He allows us to pray for the things that we need. He allows us to pray in times of trouble, in times of that we're burdened, in times that we're sick and afflicted, in times that we have monetary needs because he's able to supply those needs. But he allows us to pray. So we're going to ask at this time if there are special requests for prayer, either by word of mouth or uplifted hand. And Sister Carol?
Remember me in my prayer, my unsaved loved one. Remember Hero's family, Ann Miller, Miller's sister passed away on the Wednesday night of Thursday morning. She was in a nursing home. Just pray for that family. Likewise, her husband, Hill's mom was living in a nursing home. He had dementia.
Amen. Amen. Sister Carol's request, see if she wants to be remembered and remember her family, especially her unsaved loved ones, and to remember the Rose family, D. Rose family. Thank you. Dr. Miller, Sister Carol worked for many years. That was Dr. Miller's sister, and she passed away. And she was in a nursing home, so remember their family in prayer. Her husband, John, is still in the nursing home. So just remember that family much in prayer. God would give them the strength that they stand in need of. Amen. And so, again, so glad that God has given Sister Carol the strength to be here today.
Amen.
Amen. Sister Regina.
Been kind of rough this week. Mm-hmm. But took me to the eye doctor, and they said there wasn't no bleeding in behind the eye. My daughter took me, but I thank God for being here.
Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord.
In a storm, laying up. He cried a storm.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Sister Regina. Thanks to the Lord, she went to the eye doctor, and there's no bleeding behind the eye. That's a good report.
Amen.
That's a good report.
Amen.
We thank God for that and for how he's blessing her and keeping her. And Sister Regina is giving God praise because he said, even in the storms, as the storms came, rolled in, God brought us through. And to that, Sister Regina, we say amen. Thank God for his goodness.
My brother. He came over and we went shopping, stocked up on some things that I needed and hadn't gotten. I just thank the Lord for him that he was there. I'm going to try to do it myself. Now I know that I couldn't have been able to. He had been more than I worked for, but the Lord supplied and made a way. So I just thank the Lord.
Amen. So Sister Carol, in addition, was thanking God for her brother who took her shopping, helped her, his strength helped her to buy the things that she needed. And so She's giving God the glory for that, and we thank God for her brother. We thank God for her brother Frank, and we continue to pray for him and his companion as well.
Sister Blake, I truly want to thank the Lord, too, for his manifold blessings upon us. And ask that you continue to remember a friend of mine. Her name is Wanda. She said she's fighting for her life. And I thank the Lord for what he's brought my cousin Silver Reed through. And ask your continued prayers upon her and her body. And this morning got up to blaring sounds of carbon monoxide poisoning in the house. Sirens in our home going off, just blaring. And so just thank God that, you know, don't know what is going on, but just remember us because I know we've had some furnace problems, so we need to get that checked. We don't want to play around with that. Yeah. And I also want to say I thank the Lord because the other day, you know, in helping out Sister Marie and them, and I thank God for this, and we're so thankful. I had drove her SUV and took Liam to school, you know, and things like that, and came back, went back home, and I parked it in the garage, and, you know, it ran well for me. Brother DeAndre went out to get in it, and it wouldn't start, and so we thank the Lord, because, you know, I had, you know, Koa and Liam, and that's a lot, you know, for me at my age to try to be, you know, maneuvering around, but I thank God. Those are the little things sometimes we forget to just say, thank you, Lord, that, you know, we know that you supply. He allowed me to park it perfectly in the garage, everything. But then when Brother DeAndre went out to started to go get him, and he couldn't start it, and he said, Mom, did something happen? I said, not that I know of. But thank God. Amen. I just thank God for that because I know he's watching over us.
Yes,
he's watching over us. And it was just a minor thing. And so we were able to get it fixed. And so everything's thanking God for that, too.
Amen.
Praise God.
Thank
you,
God, for that.
Amen.
Thank
you, God. Amen.
I thank the Lord also that DeAndre was able to pick his kids up in another car.
Yeah.
We had another car at the house. And we're normally rushing to get meals because of his time getting off and the time it gets picked up. So I thank the Lord the other car fits all of us, even though it was smoke, but it fits all of us. So I thank the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Can you remember, I think the Lord that the part was so easy to get within 3 days, and I was able to put the part in. So I thank the Lord for that. Didn't have to spend too much extra money to fix it, so I thank the Lord for that.
Thank the Lord.
Can you remember Sheree? She's been very strong on my heart. I reached out to her. I've been talking to her this morning. I don't know if she'll come. I definitely invited her. But remember her. She's dealing with
Thank the Lord. Sister Maria's, we thank God for Sister Maria's request. God supplied for the repair of her car, the part, gave Sister Maria the expertise to know how to put the part in. And so we thank God for that and how God has blessed. And remember her request for her cousin, Sheree, who's been on her heart. And we know there's a reason when the Lord puts someone on your heart that way. So we're going to pray much for Sheree as well, that God will draw her out, and God will speak to her heart. We know that God is able to save. He saved us. So we're going to remember her much, much in prayer and pray that God will comfort her and strengthen her, even in her grief for losing her dad. God is able, so we will remember her much in prayer. Amen.
Likewise, remember Sister Webb at her request, and as I said, Sister Isabella Scott, she's in the hospital, so remember the Scott family.
Amen. The Scott family as well as Sister Webb. Yeah. Brother Byron.
Thank the Lord.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Sister Hall.
I was just going to say thank the Lord for your prayers in my behalf and for my family who carried to the best of their knowledge for me. I thank you, thank you, thank you for your words.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Sister Holmes. Brother Byron.
Really thank the Lord to be here tonight, and thank the Lord for your prayers always, and continue to remember my daughter and son-in-law to be traveling. I think back to Georgia today. They have to travel up to Cleveland and drive over to camp or someplace for a wedding, and so they're headed back today. Keep my wife in your prayers. Thank the Lord for our construction that's done.
Amen.
And,
thanks the Lord.
Thanks the Lord, Jacob. He traveled from the lower part of San Diego back up to Dayton and then down someplace in San Diego. I'm not sure if that was from there. But then he has another deployment. I just know Dayton and that. So keep them in your prayers. And remember me. I've been a little tired. It seems like this clock move up hasn't let me I get up early too. Four 15 in the morning. So keep me in your prayers. I've been really just fatigued all week, and I got a little something trying to feel like it's trying to grab me in my throat and then my nasal, but I really don't feel bad at all.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like something's trying to grab me. And then next week, Lord's will, I have my oncologist to see. My wife says it's my last month. I'm not sure, because I thought they said 5 years after my cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I don't think it's been 5, I think it may be 4, but I'll know next week whether he has to see me anymore after that or not.
Mm-hmm.
And usually once that comes along, just the enemy tries to remind me of stuff.
Right.
Then I got to sit here and do all these collecting things.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got to sit there and read the report and tell you, what this looks like.
Yes. Absolutely.
And, this time change, I think I feel more fatigued and haven't, rebounded from that yet. Usually I do.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like that 1 hour is moving up.
Yes.
Order and body.
Amen. Amen. Brother Byron's request would be remembered in soul, body, and spirit. He's been kind of fatigued, kind of tired, and so we'll be sure to remember him in prayer. Even if he's getting old throat something, God is able to touch him from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet.
Amen.
So we're asking for God to bless him and strengthen him, refresh him, give him all the strength that he needs. And also to remember him for his upcoming doctor's appointment as well. We know that God is able, and we rebuke the enemy in any way, shape, or form that he would even try to come, and any of doubt or any of anything, any anxiety, anything. We rebuke the enemy, and we will pray for Brother Byron's family, for his companion, also his daughter and son-in-law to be in their traveling mercies, that God will allow them to arrive safely back in Georgia from Ohio. And thank God for blessing Jacob as well as he was traveling within California. And ask God to remember him in his upcoming deployment as well. God had protected him before. God has not changed.
Amen.
And so our prayers still go up to the Lord on his behalf as well.
Amen. Sister Blake, just thank the Lord for his many blessings. I'm just thankful for all that he's done for me. I ask that you can continue to remember Brother Myron and Sister Melissa as they're traveling. Also, I believe down south or somewhere. They traveled and in celebration of their, both of them turned 60 within the last 2 weeks. So just ask that you remember them much in prayer in their travels. God has truly blessed them. Just thank the Lord for it.
Amen. Traveling mercies for Brother Myra and Sister Melissa. Thank God for allowing them to see that birthday. Amen.
Sister Blake, could you, the saints remember me in prayer? I know somebody thinks this is so, but it's not, but I have to get a new phone. I have an older version of an iPhone, and it's dropping things, mm-hmm. and I use it for the ministry. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So I use it for Sister Holmes to be able to. So I need a good phone, but I don't want to give the bank away, you know, so to speak.
Yes.
So I need, and these phones, I know they cost, and so just remember us as we
yes.
do that research.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And that's not a small thing at all.
We
pray that the Lord will give direction, and the Lord's even able to give you a discount.
Amen.
He is able.
Amen.
He is able, and it's he said in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. And so we're asking the Lord to direct your path in that, because we depend upon your phone in order to get the morning messages as well. And so, and we pray that the Lord will direct you in what to get, and also that the transfer of the information that's on your current phone will go smoothly into your next phone as well.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. Amen. All general requests. We all need the Lord. After the hymn of meditation, we'll look to the Lord in prayer.
You should find in your bulletin a song, Wonderful Power and Prayer. Hopefully you got the new one that I passed out. Wonderful Power and Prayer. We'll sing verse 1 and 2, and then 3 and 4, and then the chorus of each. No matter how hard goes the battle of life, God's children need never despair. His conquering grace giveth peace mid the strife. There is wonderful power in prayer. We know that the roses not always will bloom, the skies will not always be fair, but go to the Father to brighten the gloom, there is wonderful power in prayer. Thank you.
Amen.
My God, my God.
Amen.
Shall we look to the Lord in prayer? Dear God, our Heavenly Father, oh Lord, we come to you, dear God, because we do believe, Lord, that there is power, dear God, in our prayers. We believe it, dear God, because your word says so, dear God. Lord, Jesus said, if ye abide in me and my word abide in you, you can ask what you will and it shall be done. And so, Lord, we come to you, dear God, abiding in your word, Lord, confiding in you, dear God, asking you, dear Father, to hear our humble cries, dear God, knowing, Lord, that there are needs for healing, dear Father, knowing, dear God, that there are needs, dear God, for traveling mercies, dear God, knowing, Lord, that there are needs, Lord, for your spirit to speak to a soul or to a heart, dear God, that we have been praying for, dear God, that they would come to you, dear Father, knowing, dear God, that there are souls, dear God, Lord, who need to draw closer to you, dear God, Lord, knowing, dear Father, that our hearts are burdened, dear God, by those, dear Father, that we see just seeming, Lord, to take their life, dear God, for granted, not considering, Lord, that they're going to have to give an account in the judgment, Lord, for the deeds done in this body. Lord, our hearts are burdened for those, dear God, who are going through life, dear God, seemingly burning it, dear God, like so much paper, dear God, just burning up their lives, dear Father, Lord, and not considering, Lord, eternity. And so, Lord, we're coming to you, dear God, on behalf, dear God, of all of these needs and all of these requests, dear Father. And Lord, we're coming to you, dear God, on behalf of, Lord, saints, dear God, who are suffering some things in their bodies, dear God, Lord, who need a touch, who need a healing, yeah, dear Father, knowing, dear God, that by your power, dear God, you're able, Lord, to touch. You're able to heal. Lord, you've done it in times past, dear God. And Lord, for those, dear God, that you have healed in the past, dear God, Lord, you're able, dear God, to keep them healed, dear Father. Lord, we know, dear God, that it's only by your touch, dear God, that when we're healed, dear God, Lord, that healthiness, dear God, that soundness of body remains. And so, Lord, we're bringing Brother Byrene to you, dear God. Lord, we're giving you praise and we're giving you glory, Lord, for what you have already done for our dear brother. And, Lord, we know, dear God, that the soundness that you put in his body, dear God, Lord, you're able to maintain, dear God. Lord, that good work, dear God, that you've begun in him, Lord, you are able, dear God, to maintain because he's committed his life to you, Lord. Lord, looking to you, dear God, and in faith, dear Father, knowing, dear God, that you're able to bless and keep his body as well as you kept his soul, dear Father. And so, Lord, we're praying, dear God, that you would bless him, keep him in your care, dear God. Lord, we pray, Father, that you would remember Sister Carol in a special way, dear God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for her, dear God. Lord, she just asked to be remembered in prayer, Lord. Truly, Lord, we are bringing her to you, dear God. For we know, Lord, that you give her, Lord, the strength day to day, dear God. Lord, you're the one who gives her the strength, dear God, to go come up and down from the basement, Lord, to do her laundry and to iron her clothes, dear God. Lord, it's you who are giving her the strength, dear Father. Lord, so even when the hospice people come and ask, dear God, Lord, how she is, and she can say it, I have no pain because of my God who is blessing and touching me. Lord, we just thank you, dear God, for what you have done. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your mighty works, dear Father. Lord, we know, Lord, in our Sunday school lesson how when the angel of the Lord came to Gideon and told him that he was with him, and Gideon said, well, how is this so? And we don't see the works that you did before. We don't see the miracles. We cannot say that, Lord. We are seeing miracles every single day, dear God. And so, Lord, we thank you, dear God. We thank you, dear Lord. It just reinforces our faith, dear God, to hold on to thee. We thank you, dear God, Lord, for what you have done for Sister Carol. I pray, Lord, you would keep her in your care hour by hour and day by day, dear God. Lord, this we ask and beg of thee in the name of Jesus. And remember her request, Lord, for her family members, dear God. We thank you, Lord, for them, dear God. Pray, Lord, that you would speak to the hearts, Lord, of those who don't know you in the pardon of their sins. We thank you, Lord, very much for her brother Frank, dear God, who was a help and took her shopping, dear God. Pray, Lord, that you would just continue to speak to his heart. Lord, you know, Lord, how we've been praying for him, dear God. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would speak to him, dear God. Help him, dear Father, Lord, to see, Lord, that you love him, dear God. Lord, you want to do
so much for him, dear God. You want to truly show your love, dear God, by saving his soul. Bless him, dear God. Keep him in your care. We thank you, Lord, for him. We thank you, Lord, for Sister Regina, dear God.
Amen.
We thank you, Lord, Father, for all that you have done for her, dear God. We thank
Amen.
You, Lord, for her calling and checking on Sister Carol, dear God, to see how she's doing, dear God. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you'd remember Sister Regina. We thank you, Lord, for touching her eyes, dear Father. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for being with her, dear God. Lord, for all of her doctor's appointments, dear God. For, Lord, when she says she has a doctor's appointment, Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would go before her, dear God.
Yeah.
We thank you, dear God, for being with her, dear God, bringing her through. And, Lord, even as she said, of all the storms, dear God,
yeah.
Lord, you brought us through, dear God. Lord, you brought us through the physical storms and the winds, dear God, and the rain, dear God. But, Lord, also through the storms of life, dear God, that you're keeping us through, dear God. Lord, when these storms come upon us, dear Father. Lord, when persecution comes, dear God. Lord, whatever it might be, Lord, when the enemy even tries to bring discouragement upon us. And, Lord, there are times, dear God, Lord, when it seems, dear God, that things are, instead of going forward, seem to be going sideways, dear God. But, Lord, you are true and faithful, dear God. And so we thank you, Lord, for keeping us through those storms of life as well, dear God, even with our loved ones, dear Father. Lord, for our, those, dear Father, that we've been, our loved ones we've been praying for, dear God, they haven't made one step towards you, dear God. Oh, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would just help us to stay encouraged, dear God.
Amen.
Help us, Lord, to stay positive because,
Amen.
Lord, if we get down, dear God, how will they ever see you? How will they ever see you in us? So, Lord, keep us strong, dear God.
Amen.
Keep us pressing, dear God,
Amen.
For the mark, for the prize and the high calling of God. Bless
Amen.
Us, Lord. Keep
Amen.
Us in your care, dear God. Oh, Lord, we pray, dear Father, that you would just continue to have your way, dear God. Lord, remember the request brought by Minister Jenkins, dear God.
Yes.
Remember the Rhonda, dear God, her friend Rhonda, dear Father. Lord, who says she's fighting for her life. Lord, we don't know what that means, Lord, but you know, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help her, dear God, because she asked for prayer, dear Father. And, Lord, whatever it is, dear God, we know, dear God, that if she looks to you, Lord, if she puts her dependence upon you, dear God, Lord, that you're able, dear Father, Lord, to fight her battles, dear God. We depend upon that, dear God, because we know, Lord, there are battles, Lord, that will come upon us, Lord, that we don't have to fight because you go before us and you fight these battles, Lord, on our behalf, that we may be able to stand. And so, Father, we're praying, dear God, for that request, dear God. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would remember her cousin, Sil Marie, dear God. Father, we thank you, Lord, for what you have done for her, dear God. Pray, Lord, you continue to be with her, bless her, in the name of Jesus, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you just remember each request, dear God. Lord, remember Cherie, dear God. Oh, Father, remember Sister Maria's request, her heartfelt request, dear God. Lord, you know, dear God, Father, we're persuaded, dear God, that perhaps you've been dealing with her, dear God. Lord, you've been talking to her heart, dear Father. Help her to know, dear God, that she can get strength. She can draw some strength, dear God. Lord, from you, dear Father, if she'll seek you first, dear God. Oh, Lord, and all the things that she needs will be added unto her, even strength, dear God, even to look beyond her grief, dear Father. Lord, we know what it is to lose your father. Lord, we've had that experience, dear God, and we know, dear God, it's a heavy thing, dear God. But Lord, we know, dear Father, that your grace was sufficient for us. And Lord, if she seeks you, dear God, your grace will be sufficient for her, dear God. And so, Lord, we're praying earnestly for Cherie, dear God. Pray, Lord, that you would be with her, dear God. Lord, we thank you, dear God, Lord, for putting Cherie on Sister Maria's heart, dear God. And Lord, pray, dear Father, that you would help Sister Maria, dear God, to just talk, Lord, speak whatever words, Lord, you give her, dear God. Lord, to be able to be an encouragement to Cherie, dear God. Lord, even to lead her to Christ, Father, this we ask in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for what you've done for the Belton family, dear God. Lord, how you blessed, Lord, even when Pastor Jenkins was driving their car, dear God. Lord, you kept it running, dear God, until it could get home, dear God. Lord, we thank you for that, dear God, because, Lord, that you're protecting us from danger seen and unseen, dear God. We thank you, Lord, for that, dear Father.
Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would continue to bless the Belton family, dear God. We thank you, Lord, for keeping them in your care, Lord, and providing, dear God, for their needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for the traveling mercies, dear God, that you give to Brother DeAndre, Lord, when he has to travel, dear God. Lord, how you bless and protect him, dear God. We pray, Lord, that you remember his family in Georgia, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would give them what they stand in need of, dear God. And Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would speak to their hearts, dear God. Help them to know, dear God, that you will be true and faithful, Lord, if they will be true and faithful, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless any there who, Lord, who need a touch in body, dear Father. Lord, this we ask in the name of Jesus, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you remember the Scott family in a special way, dear God. Oh, Father, we pray that you remember Sister Isabel, dear God, who's in the hospital, dear Father. Lord, you know all about her, dear God. Lord, we're looking to you and faith, dear God, knowing, Lord, that you're able, dear God, to go to her rescue, Lord, if it be your will, dear God. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would encourage the family, Lord, give them the strength that they need, dear God. And Lord, we ask, dear God, an interest in your healing, dear God, if it be your will, Lord, but if it be not your will, Lord, we still say amen, dear God, whatever your will is, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Bless and encourage Sister Isabel, Lord, in a special way, dear God. Keep her strong in thee. Keep her looking up, dear Father, knowing, dear God, that all of her help comes from thee. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you'd remember Minister Allen, dear God, Lord, as he'll be speaking today, even as Pastor Jenkins prayed, Lord, we pray, Lord, that you'd give him the strength that he stands in need of, dear God. Lord, to proclaim your word, dear God, in the name of Jesus and in the power of the Spirit, dear God. Likewise, we're praying, Lord, that you would bless Pastor Jenkins, that she would likewise be able to proclaim your word, dear God, in the power of the Spirit. Lord, that we might be blessed, dear God, that we might be strengthened, dear God, that we might know how to live in this life to be prepared for the life that is to come. Lord, just continue to bless and have your way, Lord. Remember each request, dear God. I know there were others, dear God. Thank you, Lord, for traveling mercies for Madeline, dear God, and her fiance, dear Father. And pray, Lord, that you would take them back home safely, dear God. And thank you, Lord, for traveling mercies, dear God, for Jacob. And pray, Lord, that you would be with him, dear God, even on the next deployment. Lord, we know, Lord, that you've been with him, Lord, because we've been praying for him, dear God, even in the last deployments. And, Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would just continue to be with him. And, Lord, help him to think, dear God, about the saints that truly were praying for him. And, Lord, help, we pray, Lord, that you would turn his and Madeline's mind toward you, dear God. For truly, Lord, we're praying for their souls, Lord. We know, Lord, that they learned your word as dear children. And so, Father, we're praying, Lord, that word would return unto them, dear God, that they would think about their souls, Lord, as we ask in the name of Jesus Christ. Just continue to bless and have your way in the service, Lord. And truly, dear God, we're going to give you all the glory and all the praise. And, Lord, those that we've forgotten, Lord, to pray for or to pray about, Lord, you know all about it. And, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless, dear Father. Know, dear God, that it's just because of my human frailty, dear God, that I was not able, dear God, to recall all of the prayers, dear God, but Lord, your mind is so much higher, Lord, than ours. And, Lord, we know, Lord, that you never miss, dear God, a heartfelt request, dear God, that's given in faith. And so we pray, Lord, that you would undertake for each request that has been made. Have your way. Make us a blessing, dear God, and bless in the furtherance of this service. But this we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
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 Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Amen.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank God. Amen. Praise God.
Before you to offer prayer before we lift the morning offering, but I do have a short testimony. There were some items around the church and in the church garage and so on that needed to be cleaned out. It was kind of organizing, and in the first aid room and some of the older tables out in the garage and so on, and in some of the older chairs in the prayer room, and the printer in the media room was replaced, and it needed to be hauled away as well. And so the people who were to do it,
the name of the company was Lug Stars. And in looking for someplace to haul away, and kind of looking, Brother Maurice asked me to see if we could find someone. And again, you always pray before you ask, before you search or try to find. And that was a place that the Lord seemed to have me to show to Brother Maurice. And so Brother Maurice called them, and they came. They were due to come on last Thursday. And in fact, because it was going to rain, and they actually came. They said they were going to come between 2 and 4, but they actually called, and they wanted to come earlier, which was good because the rain had not started. And they are kind of like the 1-800 Got Junk company, if you're familiar with them. They have that kind of a truck, and they come in and they look and see what it is that you want to have hauled away. And they see how much there is, and then based on how much of the truck it will fill up, they charge you based on how much it will cost, what portion of the truck. And so we showed them how much and what had to be taken away. And he said, normally it would be this price, but your church. So he said, so we'll just make it, call it an eighth of the truck, $175. And I was praising God, thinking he's given us a discount. Thank God. Mm-hmm. Praise God. The Lord, we pray when we bring our tithes and offerings in, and we pray for God to bless and multiply it, make it go farther than perhaps it would, but just by man's means. Mm-hmm. And so we said, all right. And so they started taking things and picking up things. They started loading the truck. And Brother Maurice, how long did it take? Maybe 10 or 15 minutes? They took tables out of the garage and came in. They got the old couch that was in the first aid room. They got the old walkers. They took out the printer that was in the media room. They took the chairs out of the older chairs that were in the prayer room and so on. And they finished. And so I had the church card ready there. I came out ready to pay them. Brother Maurice and Brother Bester were out there. Brother Tony was on his way. And I walked out, and Brother Maurice was standing a little bit away from me, and he had this kind of quizzical look on his face. And so the man came up to me, and I said, well, he said, I just can't bring myself to charge the Lord.
My God. Thank you.
And that's what he had told Brother Maurice. He said, no, I can't bring myself to charge the Lord. Mm-hmm. And I said, praise God. Thank God. And I hugged him. And this man, he's the one who owns the company. He's the owner, and the other man helps him, works with him. I said, well, praise God. And he said, I was saved back in 2013.
Praise the Lord.
And I said, his name was David. The other man's name was Logan. And I said, Brother David, I thank God. Thank God. Hauled all that away and didn't charge anything. Praise our God.
Amen.
This is how God is blessing. This is the way that God is blessing. And we give God the glory.
Amen.
In all things, in everything. So when we bring in our tithes and offerings, God is working. God is blessing. And, just so that again, the name of the company was Lug Star, LUG Stars. They gave me a card. I'll bring that. I'll pin it up on the bulletin board. If you have anything at home, I'm sure that they'll just tell them you were Wayne Avenue Church of God, and they won't. I'm sure they won't do it for free, but they'll probably give you. But he's a brother. He's a brother in Christ. He said he didn't say I'm a Christian. Mm-hmm. He didn't say I'm a believer. He said, I was saved in 2013. Thank God.
Amen.
God knew who to send. And so we thank God for his blessing to us, and we pray his blessings upon them as well. We thank God. Amen. This is the third Sunday. So the special offering for this Sunday is for food pantry. And as we file by, we may place our tithes and offerings for the food pantry in the center plate. Our offerings in the center plate for a food pantry, our tithes and other offerings may be on either side. And we'll look to the Lord in prayer. But dear God, our Heavenly Father, oh, Lord, we give you glory.
Amen.
Lord, we give you glory, Lord, because you can bless as no man can.
Yes.
And, Lord, just the time, dear God, when we're thankful, dear God, for one blessing, dear Father, Lord, you make the blessing even better, dear God. Oh, Lord, we thank you, dear Father, for what you are doing for your people.
Mm-hmm.
We thank you, Lord, for being our supply, dear Father.
Yeah.
And we know, dear God, that you're able, dear God, to multiply, dear God, our offerings. Lord, you're able to multiply even our strengths, dear God. You're able to multiply, Lord, even the activities, dear God, and the things that we do, dear Father, that, and when we're working for you, dear God. Lord, it's not just busy work, dear God, but we're working for the kingdom, dear God. And so we thank you, dear God, for the strength that you give us, Lord, to be able, Lord, to be a blessing. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would, Lord, receive these tithes and offerings, dear God, to your glory. We pray, Lord, that you would use them, dear Father, that souls might be blessed, dear God. Lord, that they're hungry, dear God, that the hungry might be fed. Lord, there are those, dear God, who have need of clothing, dear God. Lord, that we might be able, Lord, to help them, dear God, to be a supply. Lord, whatever it is, Lord, that you would have us to do, Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would help us, Lord, to do it faithfully. Help us, Lord, to do it diligently, dear God. Help us, Lord, to be good stewards, dear Father, over those things that you have supplied, dear God. Lord, that souls might be blessed, dear God, both those who are of the household of faith, Lord, and those who are outside, dear God. Lord, and we, because we're praying, Lord, that those who are outside of the ark of safety, Lord, might be brought in. Lord, bless each gift and each giver, and use both to your glory and honor. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord.
I will sing the wondrous story of the Christ who died for me, how he left his home in glory for the cross of Calvary. Yes, I'll sing the wondrous story of the Christ who died for me. Sing it with the saints in glory, gathered by the crystal sea. I was lost, but Jesus found me deep, but many astray. Through his loving arms around me, drew me back into his way. Yes, I'll sing the wondrous story of the Christ who died for me. Sing it with the saints in glory, gathered by the crystal sea. I was bruised, but Jesus healed me. Faith was I from many a fall. Sight was gone and fears oppressed me, but he freed me from them all. Yes, I sing the wondrous story of the Christ who died for me. Sing it with the saints in glory, gathered by the crystal sea. Days of sadness still come on me, sorrow's path I often tread, but the Savior still is with me, by his hand I'm safely led. Yes, I sing the wondrous story.
glory of the Christ who died for me. Sing it with the saints in glory, gathered by the crystal sea. Yes, I sing the wondrous story of the Christ, who died for me, Sing it with the saints in glory, gathered by the crystal sea.
Amen. Amen. I want to see that crystal sea.
Amen.
I want to sing it with the saints in glory.
Amen.
Praise our God. Praise our God. Shall we stand for a word of prayer? So good again to see Brother Willis this day, and glad to see. Amen.
Amen.
Look to the Lord in prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you once again, Lord, thanking you, dear God, for prayer and for praise of your most holy name. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless us, dear God, as we sit, Lord, with an eagerness, Lord, with an anticipation, with an expectation, with a desire to hear your word. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would anoint Pastor Jenkins, dear God, to preach your blessed word. And Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would give her the strength that she stands in need of. Lord, bless her and lead her and guide her in all things, dear God. Lord, we know, dear God, that your spirit has led her, dear Father, this week, Lord, in giving her the word to bring to us this morning. Lord, even, dear God, even on every day, dear God, of the week, Monday through Friday, Lord, as she gives us the word, dear Father, through the morning messages, dear God. And, Lord, we're praying, dear God, as you brought it to my mind, we're praying, dear God, that you would direct her even, dear Father, in the phone that she should purchase, dear God. Lord, that she might be able, dear God, to use it, Lord, to disseminate your precious word, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would just bless her, provide, dear God, for what she needs, dear God, in order, Lord, to continue this ministry, dear God, because so many of us depend, dear God, upon it, dear Father, day by day by day. And Lord, souls, dear God, who don't truly know the truth of your word, dear God, are for them, Lord, light is being shown, dear God, on your word, Lord, that they might gain an understanding. Oh, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would just bless her, Lord. We pray, Lord, that you would shine the light this day, dear God, on your word, that we might get understanding, and any who have called in, dear God, Lord, might hear your precious word, dear God, Lord, for the good of their souls. And Lord, we're going to listen, Lord, for the good of our souls likewise, dear God. Strengthen us through your word, dear God, and help us, dear Father, Lord, to be able to measure to all of your word, dear God. Help us, Lord, to draw nigh unto you through your precious word, dear God. Lord, we don't want to be found slack in any way. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would open our hearts to receive your word, dear God, and give Pastor Jenkins utterance, dear God. Lord, help her, dear God, to open the word unto us, and we're going to give you the glory, and all the praise shall be thine, as we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Pastor Renee Jenkins.
Amen. Good afternoon. Giving glory and honor to God, we truly thank the Lord for his blessings thus far. Thank the Lord for you, Sister Blake, and the beautiful prayers that have gone forth. And thank God. I know we're missing some today, but trusting some may still be on their way. If not, but they're listening in. Thank God for blessing us to be here. Amen. He truly has been good to us, and listening to the testimonies. Thank God for you, Sister Regina, and how you said, you know, God brought us through. He truly did bring us through. The storms of life came in the other day, and physical storms, I should say, came in, and God brought us right on through them. Amen. Many of us, we didn't suffer some of the things others did suffer, but thank God that he was there for us. Amen. And he brought us through. Amen. And we praise his name for that. Thank God for each and every one of you. And as has been said, it's good to see you out this day. We've been praying for you, Mother Sante, and lifting you up to the Lord and asking God to be with you. Because we know how it is to be a new convert in the Lord. We've all been there. That's how we start. And so we know that the enemy will say things and do things and try to keep you to be away. But you grow strength in your brothers and sisters in the Lord. Your brothers and sisters are here in the Lord to help, to be your guide and to guide you where God would have you to be. The Spirit of the Lord is going to guide you into all truth, but the brothers and sisters in the Lord will be right there helping you right along. Amen? And that's what we do for one another. We find strength in the testimonies to hear how good God has been and what God is blessing. I know you probably haven't heard even some of the testimonies that God has blessed with some of the saints right now that are sitting here, some that are afflicted in their bodies and dealing with situations and still sitting here, amen? The doctor says your body's full of cancer, still sitting here, amen?
Amen.
Still coming out, still praising the Lord, haven't given up, 92 years old, amen? We're not going to give up. We're going to turn it over to the Lord, not the Lord work it out, amen? However he works it out to his glory and to his honor. And our hearts say amen to his will. Amen? Amen. In our hearing, we read 1 Corinthians 6, 15 through 20. I trust you have your Bibles to take down some notes. We've been on this series, United with Christ Jesus, for a while. I believe this is part 9 of it. And I can already share with you, saints, there is going to be a part 2 if the Lord wills. Because as I get into Word of God and I began to read and God keeps showing me, and even I was speaking with Brother Scott on yesterday and he was sharing even some information with me, and he asked me, he said, "Sis, what's the word?" And I shared with him. He said, oh, there's so much in there. And I said, "Oh, yes, brother." So I began to talk to him and he began to share some scriptures with me, and I began to just ask the Lord, "Lord, what would you have? What else would you have for us to do with United with Christ Jesus?" We'll never be able to get through it, but I know the Lord would have us to want to talk about, and Lord willing, if the Lord will, next Sunday on United with Christ in Love. And so we have to, you know, I'll go with whatever way God will show me to go. Amen? Amen. So 1 Corinthians 6, verse 15 through 20, we'll get verse 17 as our scripture reading. Lord bless. When our young people sit up and listen to the word of God, I want you to hear it. Because this word is for you too. Amen. Lord bless. Verse 17. But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. As the Lord leads, I would like to continue sharing some thoughts with you on the subject, United with Christ Jesus. Well, last Lord's Day, we left off speaking about what Hosea said in Hosea 10, verse 12. Let us just, for a little bit, take a little thought about what he said. He said in that scripture, "For it is time to seek the Lord." We know that Hosea was saying that this is a call for people to turn to God. And there are several other scriptures in the Bible that urges as one to seek the Lord. Isaiah, in Isaiah the 55th chapter, stressed the urgency and seriousness of God's command. In Isaiah 55, verse 6, when he said, "Seek the Lord while he may be found." He said, "Call ye upon him while he is near." See, this is the accepted time to seek God. He said, "Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him and to our God. For he will abundantly pardon." You think about that. I say to the lost this afternoon, there might come a time when the Spirit of the Lord will go away from you, and he will no longer be bidding you to come. You see, the Word of God tells us that God sent his only begotten Son to whosoever believeth in him. When you, time after time, refuse to listen to the voice of wisdom, eventually that time is going to run out for you. I say to you, will you come to Jesus while he's calling you? You might be thinking, and the devil might be trying to put in your mind, now is not the time. But I say to you, yes, now, right now is the time for you to come to God. Don't delay. The prophet went on to say, call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. When we seek the Lord, we are actively pursuing a deeper relationship with God. We want his presence. We want his guidance. We want God's will for our lives. We're living in terrible times right now, saints. So we always want God's presence to be in our lives. Amen? We always want to know that God is with us. We always want to know that the Spirit of the Lord is guiding us. As Sister quoted the scripture there in Proverbs, that third chapter and sixth verse, he said, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. God is going to direct our path when we acknowledge him. When we let God know, Lord, I need you. Lord, I'm calling upon you because I know I can't do it myself. But he not only did he stop there in Proverbs when Solomon said those words, but he also said in verse 5, trust in the Lord. Do we have trust in God? He said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Don't have half our heart trusting God and half our heart leaning on the world. But we've got to trust in the Lord with all of our heart and lean not unto our own understanding. You see, our own understanding is what got us in trouble in the first place. Amen? Because we were leaning on that. But the type of seeking that Isaiah was speaking about is not merely some casual interest, but it is a determined effort for us to draw near to Almighty God by making sure that we have turned away from sin, making sure that we've turned away from a sinful lifestyle. Turn with me to Colossians 1, verse 13, and look at what it says there. It said, who has delivered us? And then who is God the Father? He has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. God has changed our lives, saints of God. That old life that we used to live, God has changed it. One moment we were a sinner and the next moment we were a child of God. Oh, there were a time we walked into this house of God. We may have been a sinner, but before that day was over, we have became a child of God. That is just how quick God can change your life. How many know what I'm talking about? Yeah. He went on to say, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. Praise God. Praise God. We have redemption through Christ's blood, even the forgiveness of sin, meaning we have been saved. We have been delivered from the bondage of our sins. Our direction in life now has changed. We no longer pursue sinful desires as our lifestyle, but we are a new man, a new woman in Christ Jesus. We are no longer going against the law of God. We have settled in our hearts and minds, live or die, I am the Lord. Our purpose now that we are saved and our allegiance is to Almighty God. It's to live in a life according to God's plan of salvation. Even if it means we have to endure hardship, even if it means we have to go through affliction and rejection from our family and friends, we now have our allegiance to Almighty God. Oh, saints of God, we must continue to embrace the truth of God's eternal word. We are not to be trying to find anything that differs from the Bible. You see, in 2 Corinthians 13, Paul is addressing the Corinthian church. Paul asked the Corinthian Christians to consider a sobering question. He wanted them to know, are they really, truly Christians? He told them to examine themselves. Turn there for a moment with me to 2 Corinthians 13. Paul, throughout this scripture, was warning them. But he got down to verse 5, and he told him, he said, examine yourselves whether you be in the faith.
Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobate. It's a self-examination Paul wanted them to do. Paul prayed that they would turn back to the true devotions to Christ Jesus. Paul wanted them to demonstrate the same genuine faith that Paul had in Christ. He pointed out to them that his authority as an apostle was rooted in the truth of the gospel. You see there in verse 8, he said these words, "For we can do nothing against the truth, but for the truth." Paul knew that he was not above the truth, but that he could only work effectively for the truth. Not against the truth, but working for the truth. And saints of God, as believers today, we need to know the same. And we need to do the same things Paul asked of the Corinthian believers. While the Spirit of the Lord is present with us, even today, while we're sitting here hearing the word of God, while it's being revealed unto us, we need to examine ourselves to see how we are in the faith. Too many believers today are worldly in their thinking because they are of the world and not of the Lord. Oh, I know that this is hard truth for us, hard truth for some to take in, hard truth for some to want to confront, but we've got to do it, saints of God. It's better to know where we stand with God right now than to be too late later on and hear Jesus say, "Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity, I never knew you." Amen? I want to know right now. I want to know right now where I stand with Almighty God. That's why the word of God lets us know it is a sure salvation. It's a no-soul salvation. You can know how you stand with God right now. God allow you to take a self-examination of yourself. And you can also ask God, as David did in the 139th Psalm, when David asked the Lord, he said, "Search me, O Lord." He said there in that 23rd verse of the 139th Psalm, he said, "Search me, O God." He said, "And know my heart." See, when you want to know where you stand with God, you're going to ask God to search you. You want to know, are my thoughts right with God? Is my living right with Almighty God? And I'm doing all that God has said for me to do. Oh, I'm not saying you have to do what the pastor is saying. I'm saying, what are you doing according to what thus saith the Lord? Is everything, have you put all on the altar of sacrifice? Have you given it all to Almighty God? Say, "Lord, I'm going to lay it all out for you. I want you to search me, oh God, and I want you to know my heart. I want you to try me. I want you to know my thoughts and see if there be any wicked way in me." Oh, you can ask this of Almighty God, and God is going to put the search engine on you. He said, "And lead me in the way everlasting." You want a cleansing inspection from Almighty God. Amen. Praise God. I know I do. Amen. I know I want one from Almighty God. I want to know where I stand with God. I want to know that, am I living the way God has asked me to live in the word of God? Am I doing what God has asked me to do? Or am I just trying to get by? Am I just skimming by on it? You see people, a lot of people in jobs at work, and all many of us or all of us have had jobs before. We've had co-workers. They just do enough to get by. But you can't just do enough to get by in the kingdom of God. Amen. You got to put all your confidence in God. You got to come to God 100%. Amen. Oh, you got to run this race that God has set before you, looking unto Jesus, who's the author and the finisher of our faith. You can't be wavering back and forth. "Lord, I don't know if I want to serve you today. I don't know if I want to do this today or not, because I want to go out here and I want to do this with my friend." No, God wants you to settle it in your heart, mind, and soul that I'm living for Almighty God. I'm going all the way. I've decided to serve the Lord. You know that song that we've sang in Vacation Bible School, that song that we have sang in the services, that little hymnal, "I have decided to follow Jesus." If you decide to follow Jesus, there's one passage in there says no turning back. Don't turn back and look back to see what's going on in the world. Don't turn back and try to figure it out. Remember Lot's wife? When she turned back, she became a pillar of salt. When God tells us to go forward in God, let us march on for Almighty God. Don't look back and begin to want to be back out in the world. Oh, I want to be around my friends.
sins. Oh, I want to do this. Oh, I want to do that. No, settle it right now. Live or die. I am the Lord. Praise our God. And when you settle it, you can run on for the Lord. God can use you to God's glory. God can use you to God's honor. God, I have a work for you to do, and you won't be worrying about that old man. You won't be worrying about that old life. You won't be wanting to hang around them old friends that got you in a lot of trouble. Tell this to little Tatum all the time. Some people you got to stay away from. Some children at school you got to just stay away from. Although you may be going to a Christian school, they're not everybody coming up in there come out of a Christian home. Amen?
Amen.
Some of the little kids come up with some words. He comes home with some words. Brother DeAndre, Sister Maria, and I, and myself, we be looking at each other because we know we don't be saying those words. Amen? Don't know where, and figuring it out where he's getting them from school. But then sometimes he's got to get the little rod of correction because, you know, you can't be coming up in here doing that. I used to tell Sister Maria all the time, don't let someone else get you a whipping. Amen? They're not going to feel it, but you are. Amen? You know the rules in this household. There's rules. And there's things we stand by. I mean, you know, saints of God, I mean, we're living in a time right now. We've got to come with it. I mean, the world is coming at us. The devil's throwing fiery darts at us quick and fast all over the place. Every time you turn around, the devil is doing something. The devil is rearing up his ugly head against us in every way the devil can. But we're united with Jesus Christ. And being united with Jesus Christ, remember what the word of God lets us know. Jesus said in the word, if you've done it unto the least of these, my brethren, you've done it unto me. See, we don't have to go back and fight with knives. We don't have to go and shoot and hunt down anybody. We don't have to do any of that stuff. All we got to do is stand still. Remember, God said, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. That's God will do the repaying. And when God repays, it's not sin. Amen? Praise our God. But you and I, if we go out and do it, it's sin. Allow God to fight the battle. When David went up against Goliath, David went out there. Remember, Saul and him put all that armor on David and everything. And David said, I haven't proved this. I can't do with this. Oh, but he had how many? 5 smooth stones. Amen? Oh, David knew that. He said, the Lord, this is the Lord's battle. David knew God was going to fight up against Goliath. God was going to bring him down. Oh, and David, all he did was swung around one time with one stone and him right square in the head, and he fell down to the ground. Amen? Praise our God. That's how God will get rid of our enemies. God will take them down. You don't have to worry about them. You don't have to run down the street, all the way down the street, blowing your horn at someone. No. Leave it to God. God will take care of it. Amen? I saw a man the other day in a car, and don't know exactly what the other car in front of him did, but then all of a sudden he's just behind his man all the way down the street. And I thought, that's not necessary. But that's the time in which we are living, saints of God. People are carrying guns in their cars. Look at things that are going on all around us. But let us stand for truth, saints. Let us stand for truth and righteousness and love the Almighty God. Let us get back to the word of God and stand as Paul was wanting them to be. He wanted them to be rooted in the truth of the gospel. And that's what we've got to be, rooted in the truth of the word of God. We have to search ourselves to find out where we stand with God. I know that this is hard for some of us to do. And some of us, well, you know, Sister Renee, I don't know. But I'm reminded of the Lord's words when he told Cain in Genesis 4, verse 7. He said unto him, sin lieth at the door. Right. You see, when the word of God shows us that something is wrong, we as a people of God are required to stop doing what is wrong. We are not to try to override it by saying, well, God doesn't care if I tell this little lie. Oh, yes, he does. There's no little lie and big, there's no little sin and big sin in Almighty God. All of it is sin. All liars are sin. All lies that you tell are sin. Let us draw closer to God.
so that we will know what truth is and stand for righteousness. In this evil world in which we are living right now, I know right now that we are living in a fast-paced period of time. You can get things in less than 24 hours. Sister Melita shared something with me and asked me to said for me to order it. If it's something that, you know, for me to help me out. And I told her, I said, okay, I took that morning and ordered it, and Amazon delivered it that afternoon. My, that's how fast-paced of a world we have. We must set aside adequate time, even in this fast-paced world, for God. It takes time to be holy. Amen. Adequate time to read God's word. Adequate time to study, to meditate upon his eternal word. We got to know the truth, saints of God. Our dear brother has preached to us several pantries about knowing truth. He also did one Wednesday night. He talked about truth. We got to know the truth of God's word. Because if you don't know truth, that means you're living a lie. You see, God didn't blindly save us. But he wanted us to have some knowledge about his word, which is truth. Turn with me to 1 Timothy. And look at what it says there in 1 Timothy, the 2nd chapter in the 4th verse. It says there, he said, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. See, God didn't just blindly save us, but he saved us, and he wants us to come to the knowledge of the truth. He went on to say, for there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. We've got to know that, saints of God, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. Christ Jesus was our sacrifice. Christ Jesus went to the cross for you and I. He was the only one that was worthy. Why? Because he knew no sin, and neither was guile found in his mouth. He was the lamb that was slaughtered for our sins. And God is only asking you and I to believe in him. He's only asking the world. Remember, he said in John, the 3rd chapter, in 16th verse, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You got to believe in him. Yet God sent his son to die for the world. He sent his son to die for all mankind. But if you don't believe in him, you're not going to have everlasting life. Praise our God. He said, for God sent him not here into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be what? Saved. You know, people today are going around because of all the storms they went through. And we see the devastation, saints of God. We see what happened there in that little town, and many of their lives are upside down, and people were on there, and I was listening to them. They were talking, and one gentleman did say, you know, it's because of God. He said, we're alive. And I was so glad to hear that. Instead of luck and the tub and all that kind of stuff protected them. No. He said, God. He says, because of God that we are here. And I know people right now, they're walking around and people are wondering, well, why are we going through this? Why is this happening all around? Well, we see the destruction in the land. We see where people have said it, not God's counsel. People don't want to hear about God. Sister was saying, even when we were reading our Sunday school lesson today, we're talking about Gideon. How Gideon, he said, well, why are we going through all these things? If our forefathers told us how good God was, why are we going? Since we're going to go through some things. Don't look around and think that God is a bully. God's not a bully. Amen. The Bible tells us in many places, whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth. You're going to have to go through some things. Amen? We're going to have to go through some things to prove that we are truly a child of God, that we truly love the Lord. Amen? Even on your job, when you get a job, you go through some things. You may think this is the most ideal job in the world that I have, but you're still going to go through some things. Amen? Some coworker is going to do something to push your buttons. Some coworker is going to do something to get on your last nerve, but you're still going to go into that job. Amen? Why? Because you want that paycheck at the end of the week. And I say to you, when you go through some things with God, go right along. Allow God to go right along with you. Be like the Hebrew was right there in that furnace. Jesus was right there with them. When the king looked in, he said, didn't we not just throw me? But isn't there four? But there's four men. I see four. He knew it was the Son of God. Amen. When you're going through the fire, when you're going through the water, when you're going through something, God is right there with you. How many have found that to be so? Amen. You may not see it at that time, but God is right there. God is bringing you. When you take time, when you sit out and meditate, and God allows you to look back over your life and look back over what God has brought you through, you begin to say, oh, Lord, you brought me through that. I didn't even see it. Lord, I didn't see this happening. You carried me through. I shared with you earlier today, when we got up this morning, we were listening to, came all of a sudden, blaring sound saying there's carbon monoxide poisoning out. This thing just kept going on and on. God carried us through all last night.
That's right.
Praise God. We could have went in our sleep. Mm-hmm. God was merciful, amen?
Amen.
Yeah. His mercy is new every day.
Praise God.
Praise our God. Amen. See, knowing the truth is essential for our spiritual growth. It's essential for our salvation. Truth aligns us with God's purpose. Truth helps us to discern between truth and falsehood. No matter what we do, we cannot act against the truth of God's word. It is wrong. We try to participate in something. We don't go along to get along. We don't go along with people to get along. We don't try to maintain some type of harmony with folks who are sinful, have sinful behaviors. We don't choose to follow the crowd in the way they are going. We are told in Exodus, the 23rd chapter, in verse 2, these words, thou shalt not follow a multitude to do evil. Let us understand the true seriousness of sin, that all sin committed is against God. Let us understand what Solomon said in Proverbs, the 8th chapter, verse 36. When Solomon said, but he that sinneth against me, my. Let us meditate just for a moment on that. Solomon said, but he that sinneth against me, and me is speaking about God. You see, this is important for us to know and understand. The Lord is saying, whosoever disobeys my command, or whosoever acts contrary to my way of righteousness, he went on to say, wrongeth his own soul. Basically saying to us, you are committing self-murder of your own soul. Oh, notice what he says next. All they that hate me love death. All those who reject wisdom, all those reject the godly ways, or do it indirectly, you are choosing the path that's going to lead you to destruction. It's going to lead you to spiritual death. Saints of God, we must continue to serve the truth of God's word and do it consistently, regardless of what others are doing, regardless of what the religious masses are doing in our society today, regardless of the cultural norms that we're going through that are being displayed in our society today. I know that societal trends and fads, they change generations. We're living in a total different generation of time. But I'm reminded of the word of John Wesley when he said, what one generation tolerates, the next generation will endure or will embrace. I know that these fads, they attempt to change the definition of what is right and what is wrong. They attempt to form new moral standards for mankind. But all it's doing is rejecting the law of God. The things that people are doing right now, all they're doing is rejecting God. The Bible says there's no fear of God before their eyes. They don't fear God. But the Bible contains a powerful verse in the book of Isaiah. Turn with me there for a moment. He said in Isaiah 5, and it addresses the concept of Almighty God. You see, God forewarned us about this generation. God let us know this generation was coming around. Look at what he says there in verse 20. He said, woe unto them that call evil good and good evil. Are we seeing that right now, saints?
Yes.
Oh, lies now have been a little embellishing, or they just have a little lack of truth, or they just have a false way of telling things or a wrong way. No, it's a lie. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light. Are we seeing that today?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there are so many false teachers out there right now that people are just so confused. He said, in light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet. They're just piling up sin, sin on top of sin. Oh, my. I'm reminded of a scripture where Job said back in there, they're drinking iniquity as water. That's what we're seeing today. He said, I put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Then he went on to say, woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. Oh, that's all around us, saints of God. People think they're wiser than God. He said, woe unto them that are mighty to drink wine and men of strength to mingle strong drink. It's going on in our world right now. He said, which justified the wicked for reward. We're seeing that today. Take away the righteousness of the righteous from him. Therefore, as the fire devoureth the stuff, oh my, and the flame consumeth the chaff, so the root shall be as rottenness, and their bosom shall go up as dust, because they have cast away the law of the Lord. Oh, are we seeing that now in our day and time? Sometimes we wonder, why is these things are happening? Why is this going on? Why? Because like he said here in verse 24, therefore as the fire devours the stubble and the flame consumeth the chaff, so the root shall be as rottenness and their bosom shall go up as dust, because they have cast away the law of the Lord of hosts and despised the word of the Holy One. Is that what's happening today? People despise truth. People will embrace falsehood. People will embrace things that are wrong. He went on to say, therefore is the anger of the Lord kindled against his people. And he has stretched forth his hand against them and has smitten them, and the hills did tremble, and their carcasses were torn in the midst of the street. For all this, his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. And then we wonder why. Why them storms went through and tore up all the stuff it tore up. And why all these things happen. Why? Because all his anger is not turned away. God is seeing the destruction. God is seeing all the stuff that's going on down here. Oh, these verses right there, they show us the danger. When someone distorts the truth of God's word, distorts moral values. When things were considered that were wrong, and now we're turning around and considering them right. Oh, my. Saints of God, it serves as a reminder to us, reminder to you and I, to discern truth from deception, to know God's word enough that we're able to stand on it. That's why Jesus said in John 5:39, to search the scriptures, for in them you think that you have eternal life. They are they which testify of me. And then over in 2 Timothy, he said there in 2 Timothy, I believe it is, the second chapter in verse 15, he said to study to show yourself approved unto God. Oh, we got to study. We got to study to be able to show. I know men will say, well, that's scripture for you, Sister Renee. No, that scripture, Christian grace, is for all of us. We've got to study to show ourselves approved unto God. He said, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And then later on in the third chapter of 2 Timothy, he said, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Saints of God, we need instructions in this way. Amen. We got to know how to live before we die. He went on to say here that the man of God may be perfect. God wants us to be complete in Almighty God, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. That's what God wants from his people. Amen? Amen. Praise our God. Praise our God. We don't get this far, saints, and then turn around and say, well, you know, we're going to change things up. No. Just as Paul told Timothy there. Go back to verse 14 of 2 Timothy 3. Look at what Paul says there. He told Timothy, he said, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned. See, that's what we have to do. We've got to continue in these things that we've learned.
We've got to persevere on. We got to hold fast. We can't allow the enemy to change our minds and to tell us something different. No, we got to continue thou in the things which thou has learned and has been assured of, knowing of whom thou has learned them. Do you believe that God has called me to preach the word? Do you believe that God has said for me to preach? Then if you believe it, then stand on what we are preaching in the word of God. Do you believe that brother is preaching to us on the Saturdays at Food Pantry? Do you believe on Wednesday night God has given him the word of God? Do you believe that God has given Sister Blake the word of God, the exhortations and the various things that God has given? Do you believe that God has given Brother Levester and Brother Maurice the word to speak to us during our Bible study week? Then if you believe that, then we should be assured of knowing of whom thou hast learned, and we ought to be able to stand in these last days. Stand on the truth of that word. Stand on what they have given to us so that we'll know how to live, saints of God. Know how to live. Know how we are united with Christ Jesus. Knowing that when we say we are united, we are joined with him. We are joined together. Christ did no sin, and we cannot either. We can't walk around and say that now that I'm saved, I'm just a sinning Christian. Not so. We've got to walk. The Bible says that he that say he abideth him ought to walk even as he walked. That's how we are to walk. Jesus Christ didn't walk around doing dirt. He didn't walk around and doing evil. No, he was doing good. He was doing the will of Almighty God. And that's what you and I have to be about, doing the will of Almighty God. Amen. I know people today believe that they have special freedoms to decide what's right and wrong. They don't want some man to tell them, well, I don't want you to tell me what's right or wrong. But you know, God hasn't changed his word. Amen. We are told in Malachi 3, verse 6, that God changes not. You've heard me say this before many times. The late Sister Josephine Johnson used to say all the time, what would send you to hell 50 years ago will send you to hell today. Amen.
Amen.
That sin that will send you to hell will still send you to hell today. God has not moved the goalposts, so to speak, for sin. I didn't say I'm going to move over here and allow these sin. No, not now. Sin is sin in the eyes of Almighty God. The Bible says in Romans 6, verse 23, he said, for the wages of sin is death. You see, sin pays dividends. Let us stand for righteousness. Being united with Christ means more than just reading the scripture text. It's about knowing how we are joined to him, knowing that our union with Christ is a beautiful and harmonious relationship where we share in Christ's love and his purpose. You see, in our scripture text this morning, we are told in verse 19, he said, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? I believe, saints of God, if more people knew that these bodies were the temple of the Holy Ghost, those who claim to be saved, you wouldn't be trying to put on all this stuff.
Amen.
You would be taking that stuff off, knowing that this body is the temple of the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
God didn't want us to be bogged down with all kinds of things. He said, I'll beautify the meek with salvation.
Amen.
He said it before, our beauty is not in cosmetics. Our beauty is not in makeup and all those various things, but our beauty is in salvation. That's what God will beautify us with, salvation. He went on to say, or know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own. God owns us, amen?
Yes.
And I don't mind being owned by God,
amen?
I'm glad to be, I thank God I'm owned by him and not by the devil. Because when we were in sin, we were owned by the devil. People don't want to believe that. When the devil said jump, you said how high? Amen? And that's exactly what folks are doing right now. Folks, you hear people all the time will say, well, I didn't think I'd ever do so and so and so and so. No, but as long as you live for the devil, you might do anything. The devil might have you doing any old thing, may have you saying something. But when you live for Almighty God, the Spirit of God is right there guiding us into all truth. Amen? He went on to say in verse 20, for ye are bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are who? God. See, we are obligated to glorify God in our body and in our spirit. You see, Paul had an unwavering commitment to the gospel of Jesus Christ. and also to the unchanging truth that it represented. Therefore, that's why he was instructing the Corinthian saints to be perfectly joined to Christ Jesus. And as believers today, we are a part of the body of Christ. With Jesus as our head, we are united by the Holy Spirit. In 1 Peter 4, verse 2, it says that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lust of men. Praise our God. Now that we are saved, we no longer live in the rest of our time to the lust of the flesh. Amen? My. Praise our God. He went on to say there that he no longer should live to the rest of his time in the flesh to the lust of men, but to the will of God. Praise our God. For the time past of our old life may suffice us to have wrought the will of the Gentile. See, all the things that we may do, when we were out there in the world, we lived for the world. All right? Our old life was very sinful. Some of them may say, well, I was morally good. Well, some morally good wouldn't get you into the kingdom of God. We were still living in sin. He went on to say here, you see where he said, for the time past of our life may suffice us to have wrought the will of the Gentiles when we walked in lasciviousness. See, some of us was out there. Some of us was in excess. We were drunken. We were lustful. He went on to say, lust, excess of wine, revelings, banquetings, and abominable idolatries, wherein they think it strange that you run not with them to the same excess of riot, speaking evil of you. Now that we are serving Almighty God, we've got it under control. Amen? Why? Because the Spirit of the Lord is controlling us. You may have ran to those things before. You may have been out there doing all those things in the world. But now that we're united with Christ Jesus, remember, we are one body with one spirit with him. And remember, the Bible, the Word of God told us that you are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Now that we say we are living for the Lord, our bodies and spirit are God's. He went on to say, who shall give account to him that is ready to judge the quick and the dead? For this cause was the gospel preached also to them that are dead, that they might be judged. The gospel is being preached to those who do not know Jesus Christ. There was a time where we were dead and trespasses and sin, and the gospel message was preached to us. He said that they might be judged according to men in the flesh, but live according to God in the spirit. You can't keep living after the flesh. You got to crucify this flesh. You got to know that the flesh is up to no good. This flesh is going to get you in trouble if you're following after this flesh. That's why Paul, in another passage of scripture, he told us to walk in the spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. If you walk in the spirit of Almighty God, you're not going to fulfill the lust of the flesh. Oh, this flesh may try to tell you to, but now that you're a child of God, you'll crucify this flesh. You'll tell, get behind me. See, Satan will try to bring up some old things that you may have done in the past. He may try to bring up some things and say, well, you know, when you were out there and saying you used to do this, well, I used to do it. No longer do I serve the devil, but I serve Almighty God. And you are able to tell Satan, get behind me. Amen? You don't have to fall for all that stuff that's going on. You don't have to fall back into sin. You hear people all the time, well, they tempted me. They brought this. Saints of God, that's why we've got to come out from among them. You got to come away from them. If you were a smoker, why would you go sit around folks that smoke? If you were a drinker, why would you go sit around people that are drinking? I mean, you may say to me, well, Sister Renee, that's harsh. I mean, I want some friends. Oh, we all want friends. But I don't want friends like that. I want the family of God, amen? You may have to walk away from friends. You may have to say, you know, I'm living for the Lord now. I've changed my life. I can't hang around this. My flesh is weak. And if your flesh is weak, the Bible said the spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. And if your flesh, you may be new in God, and if your flesh is weak and you can't, you know, be around if people are doing stuff and you can't just walk away and say, then you need to come away from it. Amen? You need to ask God, Lord, help me. Help me. I mean, they may be good friends. They may have helped you when you were down and out. But that don't mean anything. You tell them, I've changed my life now. I'm living for the Lord. Because, see, none of us know when we're leaving here. Them three souls the other day, when that storm came in, they said that storm came in so fast. There are three souls that have gone into eternity. There may be more, they said, as they continue to clean up and everything. I was sitting on the phone. I shared with Sister Blake and them downstairs. I was sitting on the phone talking to my younger brother, Brother Myron. I was talking to him on the phone. He was at work. And so he said he was on break. And so he said, the sirens are going off. And I could hear in the back the sirens just roaring in his area, because he's out there in that Bell Fountain and 33 area. And he was just roaring. I mean, they were loud. And all of a sudden, then they just started, where his company, where he worked, they just started blasting, take cover, take cover. And he said, I got to go, sis. And he just jumped off the phone. And all I could do was pray. Pray. God will protect my younger brother and others that are out there. He said, we got to go. And he just got off the phone. Well, no, you know, no, stay here and talk to me. No, go take the cover they tell you to take. And God take care of you. That's just how quick it can come upon us. Death could be lying right here at the door. None of us know. Walk out that door and that be it. Stand right here and drop down dead, gone, into eternity. So you got to tell old friends, you know what? I can't serve you no more. I can't serve the devil. I'm serving God now. I'm running this race for Almighty God. Change my life. I've got to crucify this, mortify this flesh. Turn with me just for a moment to Luke 6 chapter. Praise our God. Praise our God. You see, this is why we got to put our whole heart into service for God. Can't have a half-hearted service in serving the Lord. Got to come to God wholeheartedly and seek him. And then when we do, God will be there for us. Amen? Have you found that to be so? God is there, right there with you, bringing you through. God sees us down here. He didn't let us, he didn't leave us down here just to wing it, saints. No, he left the Spirit of the Lord here with us, the Comforter, to guide us into all truth, to help us. So God gave for us. Amen? Can't do it on our own. I don't get up in the morning and try to do it on my own. I get up and acknowledge God. He said, in all thy ways we know, and first thing in the morning, acknowledging him, because it's God. If it had not been for God, there's a song I believe we sing called, It's God. See the sun, see the light, see all of these. It's God. Amen? He went on to say there in Luke 6, verse 22. He said, blessed are ye when men shall hate you and when they shall separate you from their company. See, you're blessed when they don't want to be around you. You're blessed when they think you're too holy to be around you. Amen? Let them think what they want to think. You are blessed, the word of God says. He said, blessed are ye when men shall hate you and when they shall separate you from their company. And shall reproach you and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. Then look at what he said in verse 23. He said, rejoice ye in that day. You ought to be rejoicing. Thank you, Lord. Amen. And leap for joy. He said, for behold, your reward is great in heaven. You may look at it and say, well, you know, I lost all of it. Oh, but you may think you lost something. You haven't lost anything when the devil is trying to tempt your soul. But you can gain all of heaven when you turn away from the devil and say, I'm going to live for Almighty God. I don't care if it's mother, father, sister, brother, uncle, whoever it might be. I've decided to follow Jesus. I've turned my life around. My life is now united with Christ Jesus. And being united with Christ Jesus, I am of one spirit. And that's how I'm going to run my race from now on. I don't know when God is coming back. I don't know when he's going to send Jesus back, but I'm going to be ready to go. I'm going to make my peace calling and election sure. I'm going to have to turn off. I'm going to have to cut off all of this old man. I'm going to have to cut off all those that are trying to hang on so I can hang on to the God that saved my soul.
Amen.
God is the one that saved your soul. Amen?
Yes.
He said, your reward is great in heaven. For in like manner did their fathers unto the prophets. But woe unto you that are rich, for you have received your consolation. My, 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 saints of God, the only way for us to continue to be united with Christ and to grow in grace and in the knowledge of God is by seeking the Lord diligently, by trusting in God, by trusting in God's abundant grace. We are instructed in James, the 4th chapter and verse 7. He tells us these words, to submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Oh, we got to submit ourselves to God. You got to give it over to Almighty God. He went on to say, he didn't just only tell us to submit ourselves to God, but look what he told us to do. He told us to resist the devil, and he will flee. So you got to resist the devil. You got to actively say, the devil, get behind me. Resist him. Don't allow the devil to take over. Don't allow the devil to come in and start warring in your mind, because he's going to do it. Oh, the devil's going to try to get you. Oh, the devil's going to try to get you to go back. And you need to say, devil, get behind me. I'm living for Almighty God. And then keep yourself around the saints of God. Keep yourself in the word of God. Those things that will build you up. Amen. He went on to say, draw nigh to God and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Oh, when we submit ourselves to God, that means we acknowledge God's lordship over our life. Submission means to surrender our all, surrender our own desires, surrender your hopes, your dreams, and your wants, and choose to follow Jesus Christ wherever he's going to lead you. Amen? This is what Jesus told his disciples when he said to them in Mark, that 8th chapter, verse 34. He said, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Oh, it's all about denying this self. Amen? Oh, you got to deny self. You know, we were all out there once in the world. We were all out there doing all manner of things. Some of you look back on, you're just ashamed of it. Amen? But you fall down on your knees. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that you didn't take me in my sins. Amen? Thank the Lord that he saved us. Praise our God. There are things we were out there doing and not proud of. Some things too ashamed to even say it. Amen? Oh, my, my, my. But now, as being a disciple of Jesus Christ, we've got to always seek the glory of God before our own will for our lives. If we want to be successful in our walk with God, then we're going to have to learn the word of God. I know this is hard for many to grasp because we are living in a world that is so full of living for self. We are living in a world that folks has fallen off of cliffs because they're trying to take selfies. Social media is literally driving our young people to take their lives. Social media is causing them to do things that are detriment to the soul. We got lawmakers right now fighting back and forth across the aisle because they don't know whether to get rid of TikTok. You think about that. And the sad thing, Brother Tony and I were sitting there listening to the news. China wants us to keep it going because they're over here spying on us. But look at what they said TikTok over in China. Their children can only look at educational things. But then they pump out all this garbage to our children over here. Why? Because we in America have forgotten God. We said it, not everything God has told us. We said, God, you made me wrong. God, you don't know what you did when you made me. We're telling God, God, you can't tell me how to raise my children. You can't tell me that I need to spank them. You can't tell me that, Lord, but I'll change. We'll turn around and we'll listen to Dr. So-and-so who tells us to count. And then we get to counting for our children. 1, 2, 3. Back in the day when my parents were, when I was coming along, my parents did not count. My parents didn't need to count. Yeah, they learned how to count. Don't misunderstand what the Spirit is saying. But they didn't count when they said, Renee, you do such and so. It was either yes, sir, no, sir, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. Or I knew next was the rod of correction. Amen? And as I've shared with you before, my parents didn't whip clothes. You went down to your birthday suit. That's what my parents did. My parents didn't play. There were 8 of us. We got in trouble. They lined us up. Every one of us got a licking. And I don't think my dad's arm got tired. My dad used to do push-ups every day. And my dad could whip all 8 of us and still have strength to go out and beat a tire. That's how he lived. Amen?
Amen?
Now today we are running behind the children. Don't do this. Don't do that. And our children are telling us off. And they want Facebook. They want Twitter. They want all these little things. And we're running and working overtime hours to provide them. But we're not instilling in them the love of God. My Bible tells me in Deuteronomy, and I believe we know it well, saints of God, tells us what we're supposed to do in raising our children. He tells us how we're supposed to. He said in Deuteronomy, that's 6th chapter in verse 7. He said, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thy house, when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, when thou risest up. Then thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thy hand, and they shall be as frontlets between their eyes. We are to tell our kids about Almighty God. But no, we're running down and trying to work extra overtime hours because they want these fancy phones and Facebook and Twitter and all these kind of Instagram because they want to do dance routines, be an influencer, and all these things our children are getting wrapped up in. And as I said, over in China, they've got their children learning educational things, learning how to count, learning how to read, learning how to do all kinds of things. And we've got our children wrapped up in learning how to do sinful things.
Amen.
It reminds me also of Ecclesiastes 7, verse 29. Where it says, God has made man upright, but they've sought out many inventions. Inventions that are killing our young people. Now we're dealing with AI, artificial intelligence. Sad times, saints of God.
Yes.
Now you don't know whether something's right or wrong. You don't know if a picture has been changed. You don't know any of that. You don't know if it's a real picture or not. Mankind believes that they've outsmarted God. But no one can outsmart God. Even on our best days, we can't outsmart him. Amen? Proverbs 21:30 says, there's no wisdom, no understanding, no counsel against the Lord. 1 Corinthians 1:25 says, because the foolishness of God is wiser than men. Also, we're told in Isaiah 55, verse 8, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. You can't outsmart God. Amen. Well, yeah, God has given us the ability to learn. There's nothing wrong with inventions. There's nothing wrong because there are a lot of things that have been invented that are good. We got lights because of someone. We got all kinds of things. But we got to keep it in perspective, amen? God wants us to explore things. But God's ultimate purpose for all of us and for mankind is to think on spiritual things. These are the things that God wants us to consider. As Brother Levester always reminds us, it takes time to be holy. All of us know that in order to be developed, to develop our spiritual mind, it's not something that can happen overnight. It's not like going out there and learning how to ride a bicycle, but it takes time. It takes a desire. It takes for us getting in the Word of God and reading and studying. You may sit down and have to read a couple scriptures over and over again and say, Lord, give me understanding. I don't understand it. You may have to get in your Bible. Some of us, most of all of us have the Thompson Chain Reference Bible. There's a whole bunch of reading back here. You can get in. Sometimes people ask me, where do you get all the scripture? I just go back in the Word of God and I began to get scripture. There's scripture all throughout. Oh, you can go back here and look at the word come. Look at all the different scriptures it gives you. You can go in and read till you find something that God is showing you that goes along with what God is saying. Got to study God's word. Got to study it. Got to take time with God. We take time for everything else.
So we got to take time with God. We got to absorb God's word. We got to think upon God. We got to think upon the man who is described as the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. We know that is the Son of God. That is Jesus Christ. In John 1, verse 14, it says those words. You need to think about what he said, what Christ did, how he acted, how everything he did was all about his Father's business. Are we about our Father's business? You may say, well, Sister Renee, I got to go. Well, yeah, that's what God understands. That. He said, you don't work, you don't eat. So God knows we got to go to work. But God wants us to have him on our mind, have him on our mind all day long. You can have God on your mind. You see, everything Christ did or said was declaring God, his Father. He put God's thinking within himself. As God breathed it out, Jesus breathed it in. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians 2. Look at what it says there in verse 12. Praise our God. He said, in this scripture reading there, he says, now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God. Now that we're saved, we've not received the spirit of the world. We've received the spirit of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. You think about that, saints. This is the word of God. We have the spirit of God, and the spirit of God is our teacher. So that we will know, he will instruct us, he will guide us into all righteousness, that we may not, might know the things that are freely given to us of God. How do you know what God has for you if you never get into the word of God and sit down and just take time to read? Little Tatum, the other day, he said to me, you know, because he's learned how to read, and he's reading, and he came upstairs, and he said, Nana, what are you doing? I said, I'm reading. He said, why are you reading all the time? I said, because I love to read. I'm reading the word of God. But I get a free moment, I sit out and read the word of God. Praise our God. He went on to say, which things also we speak not in the world and the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Then he went on to say, but the natural man, you see, if you say you're saved and you don't enjoy reading the word of God, you don't enjoy being, the Bible says, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them because they are what? Spiritually discerned. Because we know John 4:24 says, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in what? Spirit and truth. That's what the word says. Then he went on to say, but he that is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who has known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Amen? Praise our God. We can overcome the flesh. We can overcome the flesh. We can become more spiritual. Well, saints of God, our unity with Christ allows us to walk in spiritual liberty. You see, our spiritual liberty is freedom that we experience through our relationship with God. Being united with Christ, we are one spirit. Look at what it tells us in Galatians 5 and verse 1. Praise of God. It tells us to stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. God wants us to stand fast in the liberty. He wants us to be steadfast. Amen? We are to remain steadfast in the freedom that comes through our faith in Jesus Christ. He said, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. God didn't want us to be entangled again with sin and all the things that go along with it. Amen? So when we live by faith, we're guided by God's love, guided by the leading of the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. Remember, Jesus said, the Holy Spirit of God is the Spirit of truth. Holy Spirit of God is able to guide us, saints of God, that we can be steadfast in our walk with Almighty God. Also, he said the Spirit of God will guide us into all truth. In Romans, the 8th chapter, the Apostle Paul stressed that it is God's Spirit that leads and guides his children. Look at what he says in verse 14. He said, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, he said, they are what? The sons of God. When we allow the Spirit to guide us,
we will align our walk with Almighty God. Amen. We'll align it with the will of Almighty God. That's the purpose of the Holy Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit of God is not in the business of turning us away from the things of God. His agenda is not separated from God's agenda. Amen. As our guide, he's our direction. He helps us to navigate throughout this world. Living under the control of the Holy Spirit helps us to avoid fulfilling sinful lust in this world. Go back to Galatians, the fifth chapter. And look at what it says there in verse 16 of that scripture. Paul says these words. He said, this I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Then he went on to say, for the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary, the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that ye would. But if ye be led of the Spirit, so you got to be led by the Spirit of God. You are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery. Our world is full of it. Fornication. Our world is full of our young people are into all in fornication. Parents now have even gotten in on and allowing their children and all these kind of things, but giving their children things they ought not at young age, so they can go, well, they're going to do it anyway. It's not what they taught us when we came along. Uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft. You know, that's on the rise again. All kind of, what do you call them, mediums and all those things, they're coming back now. You see them all the time in various neighborhoods. They come up in houses, old houses. They go in there and clean them up, and now they've got in there people in there that are doing these things. Hatred. Hatred is on the rise in our country. Look at what's going on right now. Sad to even talk about it. Variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies. You see all around the false doctrine. People are running after it. Many people have done things because they said they went on the internet and they were reading false doctrine, theories and stuff that's not true. Envyings. Murders, drunkenness, reveling, and such like. You know, sometimes people will say, well, I didn't see mine in there. But Paul says, such like, of the which I tell you before, as I've also told you in time past, that they would do such things shall not, that's a guarantee, inherit the kingdom of God. So if you turn around and you say to me, well, Sister Renee, this is in my life, I have to say what Paul says, you are not going to inherit the kingdom of God. See, God wants us cleaned up, amen?
Amen.
He cleaned, when he saved us, he cleaned us up. God didn't leave us half in sin. See, when the Spirit of the Lord controls us, we will do the things that please Almighty God. Verse 25 said, as if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. See, our ultimate goal is to glorify God in all things. Amen. Every day of our lives. If you are saved and you say to me, well, Sister Renee, I don't want the Spirit of the Lord guiding me. You refuse to be guided by the Holy Spirit of God, then you're sinning against him.
Amen.
And I say to you, be very careful. See, this sin is described as unforgivable. Remember, you're talking about the Holy Spirit of God. Bible tells us the person that's guilty of sin against the Holy Spirit is subject to eternal damnation. Jesus, in Mark 3 and also in Luke 12:10, he let us know that this is the one sin that God will not forgive. Turn with me to Mark 3 and look at what he says. Praise our God. It says there in verse 28, Mark 3, he said, verily I say unto you, all sins shall be forgiven unto the sons of men, and blasphemies wherewith soever they shall blaspheme. But he that shall blaspheme against the Holy Ghost, that's serious. But he that shall blaspheme against the Holy Ghost
has never forgiveness, but is in danger of eternal damnation. You see, the ministry of the Holy Spirit is all about bringing souls to Christ. If you turn around and try to attribute anything that the Holy Spirit is doing to the devil, you are blaspheming against the Holy Spirit of God, and you're in danger. Because Jesus said in John 15:26 that the Spirit will testify of Jesus Christ. He also said in John 16:8 that when he comes, he will reprove, meaning he will convict the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. And blasphemy against the Holy Spirit is serious. The Holy Spirit of God can never be forgiven. Not because the sin is too big for God to forgive, no, but because it is an attitude of the heart that's saying you don't care nothing about what God has done for us. You don't care that Jesus said it was expedient that I go away, because if I go not, the Comforter will not come. And when Jesus said, I will not leave you comfortless, because Jesus knew we needed the Comforter to be here for us. Amen? Be careful. There are people right now that are walking around with an attitude that they're okay. But you're not okay with God. And the enemy has you doing things that are against the Spirit of Almighty God. When the enemy has you and God is speaking to your heart. We're told these words in Proverbs 29, verse 1. He that being often reproved hardeneth his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. You know, you're in danger of keep rejecting God, in danger of ignoring God's invitation to repent. You see, the Spirit of the Lord is what's wooing you to repent. The Spirit of the Lord is what's coming to you. Here Solomon is letting us know that it can lead to eternal consequences. You can be eternally separated from God. You know, saints of God, I know that some of us have loved ones that we have talked to about God. We've shared with them about Almighty God. We've told them about the things of Almighty God. But they've hardened their hearts. But they're in risk right now of eternal separation of Almighty God. It's a sad thought to think about it. It's an eternity that they'll be in without hope. But I still believe that while there's breath, that we still have to pray for them. Amen? I also know that there will come a time where God will shut the door of salvation. And the sad part will be, he will tell us, as he told the prophet Jeremiah in Jeremiah 7, therefore pray not for these people. Oh, there's going to come a time when God's going to shut that door. And saints, there's nothing we can do. There's no prayers that we can pray to open that door again. Amen? Amen. I say to you, because I know time has gotten away from us, but in your leisure, read Jeremiah, the 7th chapter. You Bible students probably know it, that God had instructed the prophet Jeremiah. He instructed him not to pray for the people of Judah. And the reason behind this command is because God was going to judge and punish them. The people had repeatedly broken their covenant with Almighty God. They had disobeyed God's command. They had turned to other gods. We're seeing that today. People are doing that right now, which were strictly forbidden. People are turning away from the truth of God's word. They're turning to air. People who were once taught the truth of God's word, that know the Bible, that know what the word of God says, stood on sound doctrine at one time. Now they're embracing air. I believe that this can be said as turning to other gods. They're turning away from truth, and they're turning to falseness. They're turning to worship these things. Sister Melvin was talking to me the other day. She said, that's spiritual fornication. And that's happening all around us right now, saints. Spiritual fornication is when someone turns away from God and they engage in idolatry and false worship. It means that you're unfaithful to the true spiritual relationship of Almighty God. But over in verse 16 of Jeremiah 7, I want you to read the rest of it in your leisure. Because God told him to stand in the gate of the Lord's house. He told him to proclaim there this word. He wanted them to hear the word of the Lord. That's what God wanted them to do. Oh, God was serious, saints of God. And then it came to the point where God said in verse 16, he said to him, he said, therefore pray not thou for this people, neither lift up cry, nor pray for them, neither make intercession to me, for I will not hear thee. My, my, my. Saints of God, it's going to come a time. God's going to shut it off. God's souls right now are in danger. Some of our family members have walked away from truth. Now they're embracing doctrines of devils. They're accepting other religious things, religions, and saying, well, I believe they're teaching the truth. There is only one infallible standard, and that is the Bible. That is the Word of God. In the Bible, God has revealed all that you and I need, all that we need to know. God has revealed it to us in the Word of God. And I thank God for the Word of God. Our faith has to be based on the Word of God. Cannot be based on the opinions and ideals of mankind, but it's got to be based on the reliable Word of Almighty God. That's why Jesus did not build his church upon Peter. But he built it, he said, upon the solid truth. Oh, I thank God for knowing truth, saints. I thank God for knowing the truth of his word. I know we're not able to finish, as I shared with you, because time has gotten away. But I thank God for knowing truth. I thank God that as much truth as I can get, I want to hear. I'm looking forward to this, Lord willing, this upcoming Saturday. I don't know if brother has a continuation about truth because he says so much in the word of God about truth, about standing on truth. Someone said to me the other day, they said, well, once saved, always saved is it true in the Bible? And I said, well, the word of God lets us know throughout the New Testament that we need, it warns us against falling away from God. So once saved, always saved cannot be true when there's so many warnings in there about how we got to be steadfast in our walk, how we have to live for Almighty God in order for us to be able to make it in. That Jesus said you got to endure till the end. You can't get in the middle of it and then say, well, I'm going to stop doing what I'm doing. No, you got to endure all the way to the end. That's what God wants us to do. So once saved and always saved, that's a doctrine of man. That's not of God. Because if we sin, as Paul said, if you sin and these things are in your life, you are not going to inherit the kingdom of God. People have fallen away from God. They fall away from the truth of God's word. But those that of us that are united with Christ Jesus, we are joined to him by one spirit. We've got to stand for the truth of God's eternal word. God bless you is my prayer. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank God. Thank God for his word. United with Christ. Amen. And as Pastor said early in the message, he said Christ did no sin, and we can't either. If we're going to be united with him, he did no sin, and we can't either. There's no excusing. Well, the Lord knows. Yes, he does, and that's where the judgment is. That's where the judgment comes down on sin that the Lord finds in lies. And she also said, let us understand the true seriousness of sin. It's nothing to play with, because it will kill you. It will kill you. And really, when you consider the fact that it doesn't have to be so, that we trust and believe in God's word and obey his word, for us to remain in sin, because she gave us the wages of sin is death. She gave us Romans 6:23. Mm-hmm. If we remain in sin, that's and we know that scripture, we know that sin will cause death. That's kind of like committing spiritual suicide, isn't it? When you know to do good, he that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. And when you know that sin, that the wages of sin is death, to continue on in sin is to say, I don't care, I want to die in my sins. But we know that Jesus said, if you die in your sins, where I am, you cannot come.
Lord, help me.
In order to be united with Christ Jesus, we've got to be in the Lord. And I was looking at Isaiah, that 59th chapter, verses 1 and 2.
Go ahead, sister.
Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save.
Amen.
Neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear.
Amen.
But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear.
My.
And there's no way for us to be united with Christ if the Lord will not hear us. Let us think soberly, because it's not our sin does not diminish God's saving power.
Amen.
God still has power to save to the uttermost.
Amen.
All who will come to him.
Amen.
But we can't come to him and remain in sin.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God for his precious word this day. There, so in order to be united with Christ, we see there are certain conditions that we have to meet. And once we meet those conditions, we have to remain in Christ to be united with him. If I'm walking along with Sister Millicent and I'm holding her hand and she's holding my hand, if one of us lets go, we're no longer united, are we?
Right.
And we know that Jesus Christ promised, I'll never leave you nor forsake you.
Amen.
So if someone lets go, it's got to be us.
Amen.
Amen. Let us think soberly about the word that's been preached this day.
Amen.
Amen. We thank God for his precious word.
451.
Shall we stand? And we will turn to number 451 in the worship of the Lord. Number 451.
Worship the Lord.
Dare to every worldly pleasure, dead indeed to sin am I, but alive to Christ my Savior, daily to Jesus only,
do you want to see?
Jesus.
Amen. Want to see Jesus. Amen. He's the author and finisher of our faith.
Mm-hmm.
He's the captain of our salvation. And yet there are people who want to see something else.
Mm-hmm.
They're running around looking for something else, but there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved.
Amen.
Jesus only. Only the name of Jesus. Amen. I was looking out under the title. That says, when they looked up, they saw no one except Jesus. It's Matthew 17:8. That's when Jesus went up on the mountain and was transfigured. He went up with Peter, James, and John. Peter thought it was a good experience.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, it's good for us to be here. Yes, and let us build 3 tabernacles.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, let us build 3 tabernacles, one for Moses and one for Elias and one for Jesus. But God, spoke from heaven.
Come on,
said, this is my beloved son. Hear ye him.
Amen.
Because we can't be saved except through the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
We can't remain saved except through the sanctifying blood of Jesus.
Amen.
So there's no need for us to run around looking for anything else in this life.
Amen.
Or anyone else. And there is no creed or religion that's going to save us.
Amen.
And keep us. It's Jesus only. And if we're saved today, we know that we're only saved through the blood of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus promised, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. That's the only rest we're going to have.
Amen.
That's why we need to be united with Jesus, because we're not going to have peace or sweet rest outside of Jesus. Song poet said, let me see Jesus only. Amen.
Amen.
Because only he can satisfy. We can only have salvation through him. And we have to abide in him. That's what's so important about this message series, being united with Christ Jesus. That's why it's vital. It's vital. It's essential that we get this message in our hearts and that we obey it. We stand, take a stand on it. Don't let anyone sway us off of
Amen.
It. Don't let some strange wind of doctrine come around and blow you away.
Amen.
We've got to remain in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. It's our strength.
Amen.
We know that Jesus is the Word made flesh.
Amen.
We have to abide in the Word.
Amen.
We have to abide in Christ Jesus. Amen. Is there anyone with a special need? Amen, amen. Mr. India, amen, amen, amen. Divinity, amen. Shante, amen. Amen, thank God, thank God. Amen. We'll sing that last verse. We'll
amen.
Remember the hands that were raised.
Amen.
And if someone else, the Spirit speaks to someone else's heart, you may raise your hand. You can come to an altar of prayer, however the Spirit is leading. But however the Spirit is leading, don't quench the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Amen. When I face the chilly river, when upon its brink I stand, I shall fear not thee if Jesus lead me gently by the hand.
Amen. 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 We'll look to the Lord and we'll remember the hands that were raised. But dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your word this day. We thank you, dear God, for making it plain, dear Father, through your servant, our pastor. We thank you, Lord, for making it plain, dear God, that in order to be united with Christ, we have to be like Christ, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, Lord, to measure to all of your word. We pray, dear Father, that you would help us, dear God, to seek, dear God, to know your will, Lord, in our lives, dear God, individually and collectively as the body of Christ. And Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, dear Father, Lord, to obey you in all things, dear God, and in all ways, dear God, according to your divine word. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for your word this day. And we pray, dear God, that you would remember, Lord, all the hands that were raised, dear God. For, Lord, you know, Lord, the need, dear God, of each heart, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would continue, that your word would continue to preach, dear God, to the hands that were raised, dear Father. And, Lord, indeed, to each and every one of us, dear God. Help us, dear Father, to measure to your word, Lord, and in any way, dear God, if we're short, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would show even this unto us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to be honest in heart, dear God, and to seek your face, dear Father, Lord, that we, Lord, might be found doing all that you want us to do in all things. Lord, that we may be perfect before you, dear God, in our obedience, dear God. Lord, that we might be righteous vessels, dear God, of thee, Lord, that you might use us, dear God. Lord, that others might be drawn to thee. We thank you, Lord, for your word this day. We thank you, Lord, for the messenger, dear God, who brought it. And Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would help us, Lord, to continue, dear God, to meditate on it, dear God. Help us, Lord, to read, Lord, those passages that we were told to read, dear God, in our leisure, dear Father. Help us, dear God, Lord, to get your word, Lord, deep down in our hearts, dear God. Oh, Father, we pray, Lord, that you would help us, Lord, to get anchored in it, dear God. Father, that we might do those things that are pleasing and right in your sight in all things. Even as the song poet says, when I face death's chilly river, when upon its bank I stand, I shall fearless be if Jesus leads me gently by the hand. Lord, we've got to get it settled just like that, because if Jesus should tarry, each of us at one time is going to face death's chilly river. We're going to be standing on the brink, dear God. But, Lord, we want to live so that, Lord, we will be fearless, dear God, knowing, Lord, that we're abiding in you, Lord, and that you're abiding in us, being assured, Lord, that according to your precious promises, Lord Jesus, you've gone and you've prepared a place for us, dear God, so that, Lord, we don't have fear, dear God, looking off into glory, dear God. For we know, Lord, that we'll, if we have lived for you in this life, Lord, we're going to be eternally with you, dear God, in the life to come. So help us, Lord, to settle it, dear God. Amen. Help us, Lord, Amen. Father, to settle it in this life, Amen. That we may be that prepared people, Lord, that Pastor Jenkins is praying, Lord, for, who's praying to prepare. Lord, that we might be that prepared people, Lord, that you're calling for us to be, dear Amen. God, in this life, dear God. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for your mercies, Lord, in that you rescued us, dear God. So help us, Lord, to stay in a rescued condition, dear God. For, Lord, we don't want to be ensnared or mired, dear God, in that old life, dear God. But for we know, Lord, you have higher heights and deeper depths in you, Lord, that you want us to reach. And so, Father, we pray, Lord, that you would direct our path, Lord, every day. And help us, Lord, to truly appreciate this great salvation, dear God. And, Lord, we pray, Lord, if there are those, Lord, who have not found you, dear God, have not been found by you, dear Father. For, Lord, we know, Lord, that you're not far from any of us. But, Lord, if they've not come to you, dear God, oh, Father, we're praying for souls, Lord. Lord, that they would come, that they would seek you, dear God, while there is yet time, dear God, while there is still life in their body, dear God, and while your spirit is still striving with them, Lord, we pray, Lord, that they would seek you, dear God, Lord, that they would not frustrate the grace of God, Lord, and reject this great salvation. Have your way in us, Lord, and use us, Lord, even as instruments, dear God, Lord, that others might be drawn to thee. And truly, Lord, we'll give you all the glory and praise as we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help this child, dear God,
to lie down in peace and sleep, dear God.
Amen.
For you alone, Lord, will keep her in safety, dear God.
Amen.
And you will keep her in safety, dear God. We want her to believe that, dear God. To know that, Lord, you are looking down, dear God. Even when we sleep, dear God,
Amen.
You are watching over us, dear God. And so, Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would help infinity to believe and to know, dear God. And Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would banish these thoughts, dear God.
Amen.
Lord, that would try to keep this child in torment, dear God, and wake her up in fear, dear God. For Lord, we know, Lord, that your word that fear has torment, dear God.
Amen.
So Lord, you would not have fear, dear God.
Amen.
So Lord, we pray, dear God, your blessings and your power, dear God, would be upon this mother, this child, dear God. For Lord, we know, Lord, that you're able, Lord, to give them peace, dear God. Lord, you said in your word that would keep them in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you because they trusted you. Dear God, we pray, Lord, that you would help this Virginia to trust in you, dear God. Lead not to her own understanding, but to trust in you, Lord, with all her heart. And Lord, we pray, dear God, Lord, that infinity, who the mother's faith, Lord, to just trust in you and to know, Lord, that you are right there with her, dear God, right by her bedside, dear God, watching over her, dear God. Oh, Father, we pray, Lord, bless us, dear God, that we rebuke the enemy, we rebuke Satan, and we rebuke the enemy of doubt, dear God.
Yes.
Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help her, Lord, just to believe. Help her, Lord, even this word before she goes to bed, Lord. Help her, Lord, to pray to you, dear God.
Amen.
And say, Lord, please keep me in safety, dear God. Lord, even the prayer, Lord, that I learned as a child, now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord, my soul be healed. Oh, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you will bless us. Bless her little heart, dear God.
Lord,
keep her, help her, Lord, to know what you do. And Lord, we will give you all the glory.
Amen.
Oh, I am trusting Jesus every day. I am trusting in my faith. Oh, my God. Yes, God, trust in every hour. I can feel his mind come. I am trusting in my Jesus every day. Oh, I am trusting Jesus every day. I am trusting in my Savior all the way. Yes, I trust in every hour. I can feel his mighty power. I am trusting in my Jesus every day.
Amen. Great, Father God.
Trust him every hour.
Amen.
See his mighty power.
Amen.
Amen. Every day. Amen. Praise our God. Amen. Sister Holmes?
Yes?
Yes. I heard you speaking. Yes.
I trust in the Lord and that song because he had never told me nothing wrong.
Amen. Amen.
So when I was doing wrong, I was getting in trouble.
Amen.
So I thank the Lord for that message.
Amen.
Trusting in the Lord.
Amen. Amen. That's so true, Sister Holmes, when you said when you were doing wrong, you were getting in trouble. And it's the same way now. If we do wrong,
we
get in trouble. I don't want to be in trouble with the
Amen.
Lord. Amen. Praise God. Is there anyone else who would like to express themselves? Brother Robert.
Yes,
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Brother, for Sister Lillian and Sister Holmes, Brother Robert said that his daughter Sarai got home safely on Thursday. She was up in the air about an hour and a half. They couldn't land because of the storms, the severe storms that were going on. But that's even in the midst of the storm, even with the tornadoes whirling, and she was in the air, God still kept her safe. What a mighty God we serve. Amen. Amen. Praise our God. Yes, Sister India.
Yes, I would just like to give a blessing to everybody in the Church of God, and just thank you so much for installing so much into our faith. I have no word for what you do for us. I have only thank you from the bottom of my heart and the bottom of my foot to my head. I just thank the Church so much, and I love you. Thanks so much. I don't know where I would be without you and without the Lord on our side.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
It's like the song that heard Sister Carol and Sister Holmes sing, if it had not been for the Lord on my side,
amen,
tell me, where would I be? Where would I be? Praise our God.
Amen.
Yes, Brother Byron.
I'd like to thank the Lord, too. As you know, I live up in Delaware, and I wasn't that far from the tornado that went across. Because we could hear the sirens. Phones were going off, which all of you probably had warnings on your phones. And but we're just this side of Route 36 where it went across Sunbury.
Mm-hmm.
But my friend of mine lives in Sunbury. He said that it just ripped the trees over there where he was. He went out after it passed and said, just as soon as I got out, he said, down the road, there were trees just ripped up. We have friends that live in Indian Lake out that way, too, where it was tore up pretty bad, and a few people lost their lives.
Yes.
And but I truly thank God. I just want to thank God and let you know that we were there. We saw it. I wasn't truly too worried, just not because of just being brave, but just knowing that God, you can't hide. You just got to have salvation and you'll be okay. You do take cover when the cover's needed. But I was not scared. And I realized it was going across up there. We could look and see it actually from our front. We could look that way and just see all the stripes and the darkness of the funnels and all that stuff.
Yes.
But it was only about 8 miles, maybe, if that. From us.
Mm-hmm.
So truly thank God for that. But I thank God for the message today as well. I thank God for the song service. People are trying to see all manners of things.
Mm-hmm.
That song said, let me see Jesus only.
Mm-hmm.
And Minister Jenkins said in her message today, people were at a time when people aren't spiritual no more. And that's what goes back, that's what's so nice about the Sunday school lesson, because when you go back there, Gideon, Joshua, Moses, and all of them weren't spiritual back then. They were little men that believed, but they didn't have the spirit like we had, so they had to see the food. They had to see things in the
amen.
God had to show Moses, get your hand in there before your hand out.
Yeah.
He knew that. He had power by faith.
Amen.
The Spirit of God gives us that faith. That's why the Lord told Thomas, blessed are they that will not see what you have believed.
Amen.
Time. So to see people are falling away from the spiritual life, they need to see a sign.
Mm-hmm.
And even in this time, they need to see something. Well, God's got to show me something.
Mm-hmm.
No,
that's right.
Already gone to the cross.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You will die for your sins. You're not going to see no nail for it or anything like that.
Amen.
So people are in that time again, the reverse to that same time that where it wasn't spiritual, it was literal, and they're going to fall short because they're wanting to see things.
Mm-hmm.
And even the storms, they see those and they don't know where they come from.
Right.
They want to give that to Mother Nature.
Right.
They don't want to see God's power in His hand.
Amen.
They just don't believe. There's a time that if you don't believe, you can't see.
Amen.